Blog Talk Radio.
Pushing out something really good.
glad to bring him on board, have a thing. Mike Brown, me, Larry, and Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers, he had the date ahead of time, so we end up, he wanted the date trying to get something in, and basically they ran together. I put them all together, and let's just go ahead and do it. I don't care, just having a good time. And it's all about grudge racing. That's all to it. If we can turn around and get something going through and make it better. I know how we got these guys, everybody, how can I say it? You got people that doubt us, and I'm going to be real about it. Many doubters out there. Many guys going out hating out there, you know. I had to keep quiet just to keep from saying the wrong thing because you want to blow up and explode and show people that they're liars, you know, what they say. But sometimes, you know what, people know what's real and what's not real. So let the facts be proven. I got to say one thing, hats off to Steph, Batman, for doing that for me, taking care of everything. Like I said, I was bringing them back. I did what I had to do. I don't care how what it was to get them, and it is what it is. There's a lot of guys I got to go out there and thank. Castellano, as always, helping out with me, the food and everything, good friend. The racing world, they were helping also. They're good guys to help out. So basically, I'm just letting everybody know there's a lot of things that was behind, a lot of people that helped out. I just didn't, if I've missed you, I'm sorry. But I had to go get this thing off real quick and make sure everybody knows. So this being said right now, so everybody can hear it, and the ones that doubted it, that thought things that wouldn't come up, like said you couldn't do anything, I tell you, I landed Liquid Molly as one of the sponsors. That's a done deal. So when March comes out, just get ready because I got other things I can do with certain things instead of relying on everything myself and us, me, Larry, and Dexter, because it takes a lot. And you try to put on a good one. And you try to, sometimes you don't, you're right to the edge and you really kind of need that little extra help. But we did it. We got it done when people said we couldn't get the track or whatever, and we couldn't get together and band together without arguing and fussing and fighting and having a good time. We got it. United Service, they actually turned around, and they're one of our sponsors now also. So I'm going to let everybody know. It's a great thing to even get these guys to come aboard, signed, ready, all delivered. And then I'm going to give you this here one. How about USA Auto Supply? That is our number one our number one sponsor right now. So we got it. We're rolling. We ain't stopping. I'm not going to look back. I ain't trying to get into none of the crap. So if you don't want to have fun, you just keep going wherever you go. If you want to have fun, come on down to some of the shows because I'm going to try to make it fun and fun and have a good time. I don't care what it is. We're going to make it grow. I mean, the doubters, the haters, whatever, you know, keep hating, everything else is good because it actually helped me fuel the fire and make me push harder. It really made me push hard for March, but I'm going to push really hard this year coming March and next year March. Also, the cancer walk, we do have that. We'll be doing a cancer walk and a final finale in October, and that will be at Gallant. So everybody, you know, hold on to your seats, just hold on, because I know a lot of people, you got everybody, always got something to say. And the ones that's always saying grudge racing is dead and all this here crap, you know what, just go ahead and go where you want to go and have your fun somewhere else. Don't come over there if you don't want to have fun. We're going to have it, we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to keep it alive. And they like what was going on. I got news for you, it didn't stop yet because we're getting a call from somewhere else. And let's just say you might be seeing somebody on TV. Let's just say it like that. And it's not just us. Not just one person. I'm just letting you know you might see stuff on TV. So we're waiting to see if it lands like it's supposed to or it's going to be great. And like I said, when it goes down, and I know some people will say, well, I was there. Yeah, it's great to be there. I'm happy that you've been there. I hope you enjoy yourself. I hope you be one of the participants to be in it. But we want to keep it moving. We don't need the doubters and something that says you can't do this, they can't do that. We don't want to hear that. Like I said, Larry T, me, and Dexter, in our vocabulary, we don't have that word can't. You know, can't means you won't try. So we're going to try our best to keep it moving, try to keep it making bigger and better. I know a lot of guys out there didn't believe it was going to happen, but guess what? It landed, and I'm happy. So when all that other stuff comes down and you see everything out there and you're starting to see something with tents and stuff, hey, we can do it now. So there's a couple more cars. I can't let those out right now because three cars got sponsored at the North versus South. So three cars got sponsored. I just can't let it out because I don't know how they're doing it. And they painting the cars with that USA logo on it. I'm not sure what's going on, but three cars got sponsored. So let's keep it moving. So everybody that turned around and thought you couldn't get a sponsor because you're a grudge racer, you know, that's a bull crap. So like I said, you know, it's a marketing world out there. So if it's a marketing world and they see something, they see everybody's following something, well, guess what? They want to put their name on something because that person's getting followed and they like how it is. So guess what? You know, it could be you. You know, so don't go out there and think that you're a nobody. So, hey, like I told the guys years ago, a few months ago, I had to tell someone by, you know, you don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the fastest to be liked. Street outlaws, guess what? You know, you look at the farm truck. For every time he shows up to somewhere, it is 25 to 35,000. So he's not the fastest, but he gets paid very royally. Gets really nice. So you guys got to start looking at yourself and start thinking about it now, because you might have somebody looking at you and watching you and might want to put something on your car now. So that's a good thing, and it was good to turn around. I wasn't telling nobody. I kept my mouth shut. They were at the track, and actually I like what they saw. So guess what? They came on board. So I want to thank each one and every one of them that came aboard and helped out and made it possible to make sure this here thing happened, keep the dream alive, we can keep it moving. So, but I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know a lot of guys been wanting to come on. And like I said, I know a few guys that got something, but I'm not allowed to release it right now. So I can't say anything on that. But all in all, everything is going along good and coming back good, coming smooth. And we're gonna move it on. And like I said, the Memorial Day weekend, there's something going on that day also. We got a lot of races going on that day. And I also know that somebody's going to be out there coming looking. So that being said, hopefully somebody else will grab something also. So I'm going to keep it moving. I know I'm not going to think about who's who. You know, we're going to meet. Whatever we got to do, that's it. So, but I'm going to start opening up a couple of these mics because I see like about 20 mics open at one time. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. I'm going to open up this first mic. 484-8596, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Joe Gray. How you doing? Silver Hawk.
What's going on, Silver Hawk? How's everything?
Everything good. Just coming for watching my daughter play a little softball, a second game. So that's what I'm out here doing. Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't do this much, but, you know, whenever I can get me a day off, I try to be there, you know.
Yeah, family first. Those memories is what counts.
Oh, yeah.
They go up so fast, but I'm just letting you know. I know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss something. You miss something, you said, wow, I wish I was there, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I want to say this, Joe Gray. Mm-hmm. It's like this. If you got a lot of haters out there, take that and walk with it, because that means you're doing something right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, they doubted us, but, man, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of pressure and stress sometimes, and they just don't know, but sometimes you just got to keep your head up and keep it moving. You had a lot of lies.
I love haters.
Yeah, you know, you get sometimes you want to say something to defend yourself because you see the lies that's out there. And
believe it or not,
it holds it back sometimes. But sometimes those guys go, like, for example, sponsors go to digging into stuff and go checking in everything before they're going to lay their money out.
That's true.
So basically, and it's just the same way how we had to get Gallant Track. Don't think they don't do a background thing, you know.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they all do.
Said we would never get it. You know, but they got to you know, protect their, you know, their interest of everything they got. You can't turn around and blame them, so I had no problem with it. But just to turn around and see certain things that finally come back together, come together. And like I said, I want to. I ain't getting into all that crap. You see, that I could have got on live feeds with everybody else and go that all. I know what I had to do. And sometimes your mouth got to shut and just let everything go through until
that's
I get everything and keep it moving.
Right.
You know, it is what
that's
it
right.
is. You know,
because
like they say, a lie, a person that tell a lie, he got to keep telling another lie to keep, you know, keep covering it up. Got to tell the truth. He ain't got to say nothing. Truth is stronger than a lie. So I'm happy.
Most definitely.
Everybody else is happy. And like I said, it ain't going to do nothing but help the grudge races. Because myself, it's for the grudge game. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time, I'm a grudge racer. I'm not a class racer. I don't get me wrong. I do put the no times on or whatever class, but I'm really a grudge racer at heart. And what I was saying, that the grudge game is actually the excitement of the whole place. A lot of people don't believe that, and they all say no. But the grudge game is excitement. It's just sad that we just didn't capitalize on it earlier than Street Outlaws did. That's the only problem. I'm just saying right now. We should. If we would have went back way back in the years when Englishtown was open and everything and all those grudge games going, man, those guys, a lot of people don't even know half of these guys. Big Rodney. You know, Peter King and all of them, those guys are the real grudge racers. They see the crew. You know what I mean? A lot of people, there was a lot of stuff out there. A lot of people just don't know that. But so now you guys are going to be like a mainstream, and hopefully, you know, people start looking in the living room and watching stuff like this. Man, I want to see this guy race. I want to see this underdog win.
Right.
That's what I want to see. That's what I want to you hear that. And then you turn around. Now you got people, kids and everything like, and you want to. Yeah, I like that guy. I like this guy. It's hitting the mainstream, and it's nice. You know, it's not fake. When we first did the movie, it was called Real Grudge because it wasn't fake. Ain't nothing rehearsed. You know, it's not like this other stuff. You know, golly, sometimes a race happened right at the track, and that's what it is. So,
you're right.
I'm liking it, and that's why I couldn't say anything. I'd rather let it be a raw deal, let everybody see what it's about, what we're talking about. They were at the track.
Uh-huh.
They like what they see, so it's done.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Congratulations on that.
No, thank you very much. And I hope to see you. I know you heard about you with Mike Brown and everything, what we're doing, right? In July.
Yeah. I got a little snip of it the other day.
I'm going to let Mike tell more about it, or Jeff Rogers tell more about it, too, because that's going to be in July.
Uh-huh.
We're going to definitely get busy with it. We're going to roll with it. In July, we're going to have a little party with it.
Okay.
And the same thing, same token, I'm just letting everybody know, this month we got, like I said, it'll be me and Poop. We're going out there. We're bringing the Long Island guys up. We're actually bringing some cars from Long Island. And we're going to race. We're lining them up. But we don't care. You know, don't get me wrong. I lost a buck. I'm going back out there. Like I said, I'm going to run them. Poop said he's going to run Droop. He locked in. And Billy Hicks already said he's going to go out there and he got to run Henry Butler over just to show him, you know. Two motor cars go at it.
Right.
So that's a good thing. And a couple more guys are coming with me and trying to lock in a few races. But right now we're just waiting. Also, Tony Tan, Terminator, I think his name is Top something. He'll be there. They'll all be there also. You know, I know I talked to Weeby. Weeby said he'll be ready in time, so. It's gonna be a good one. And DJ Stickman will be in the house playing the music. That'd be Antoine. If anybody don't know who DJ Stickman is, but I want to thank him for also. So we're gonna move on with it. But hey, you got any call outs? Anything you want to hit on anybody?
Well, I try to call out Antoine, but you know
You want Antoine, huh?
Yeah, but I see something else. I see something else on the book, too. Y'all got to look. A motor car, Camaro, one of them old Camaro. What's his name? EJ? Light-skinned kid?
And
he got braids in the head.
What year is it?
I think it's burgundy.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah,
well,
that's
a
motor
car,
right?
Tonight. Yeah. He's,
so?
DJ, okay, well, we have to get hold to him and see what we can do. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
And also,
go ahead.
No, I was just making sure. Also, just remember, even though I know I got races and all going on, but I'm just gonna tell you right now, I support those ones. Support me. They always look out for me, whatever, or do something. Sammy does have an event coming, so at Island Dragway, and I will be there. And like I said, I told Sammy, three of my cars should be all ready. All three should be ready. So my sons, both sons, will be out there racing in the on that day. So don't forget to help out with the local.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And
right,
I will do
right.
it.
Well, this year, if I'm not gonna be there, but my car will be there and my driver. So you know.
Okay.
So,
I like that.
So my driver will be there, but I might don't be there because, you know, I'm a truck driver. I got to make my bread, you know, and my bread comes first. You know, I just send my driver on, let him do what he got to do. They bet the money, they bet. They don't bet, it's okay. You know, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just got to clear up one thing for everybody so they know. I know you guys are asking me about what happened to Alco and everything. I'm not going to really get into it, but I remember when it happened, when it was talked about, said something, what the guy said. He didn't say racial, but he said, you guys, okay. So, but he wasn't spoke token to me. So just, I know some guys thought, oh, he said that to you. No, he did not. So let me just clear that up so everybody knows that. Although I'll tell you if it was, came out like that. But he did not speak to me. He did come up in the crowd and said it over there. He did say it. That's no lie about what happened. Yeah, in the crowd. But he didn't say it to me. And how can I say it? He didn't call a name, an N-word. He didn't say that. So that being said, I want to clear that part out because I say it like it is. I'm straight down the line. I'm not going to lie on somebody. It is what it is. You know, I didn't like how he said it, but, you know what I mean, that was cool. And a lot of other people didn't like what he said. So if you pick and choose what you want to do. I'm not saying nothing, but I will not tell how something different how it was said. So I just want to clear that up.
So all the words, he never said the N-word.
No, he did not. So I want to clear that up.
Oh, okay.
But he did, like you said, you got. So I don't know. You know, how can I say it? You got people go back and they'll say something a little bit more. You know what I mean? But it didn't go down like that. I mean, everybody's adding on something. So I want to make sure you clear that up. Everybody clears that up. Because I'm not with that. I don't believe in saying nothing. If any person ain't say it, keep it like it, whatever was said, and that was it. You know, I'm not going to lie on them, but I don't care if you don't like it or not. It don't matter. Tell the truth, and that's it.
I got you.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
Good report.
I keep it that way, all right? But let me open up some of these mics and stay on here, so hope, because we're going to have to get that Camaro on here. We're going to have to get him in here.
All right. I'm going to put my phone on mute for now. Okay.
You got it. No problem. 571-4080, your mic is open.
What up, Joe? He talking about EJ Jones.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
The light-skinned guy? Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's him.
We're going to have to somehow get hold to him for you. I guess maybe he'll go out there, maybe he want to do something.
Yeah.
So, how
you doing, Mr. Albert?
Good evening, Mr. Silver. Silver Hall, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing all right. You got to put that. Hey,
I did that hawk.
You got to put that on the end of it.
Now, from what I heard,
you gotta
say, he's going to clip your wing. I'm back on mute. I'm just repeating what I heard.
Hey, that's what I heard, too. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. But see, ODB want to see something first. But see, I ain't showing it nothing. But he should go ahead and race me because it's a new car. It ain't been tested. It's a new car. You know? I'm taking a gas.
Uh-huh.
You know? I just want to test it on somebody. You know?
I heard
that.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's in my class. That, you know, because I'm not going to go out of my class. I'm not. I'm just not. You know, I did that already. Then I had woke up. So I'm gonna change my class a little bit, you know, because they say I'm a be this little bug right now.
Well, I'm gonna read it. I just got a text, and I'm gonna read it verbatim. Older Vita says, "Don't ask for spots. If you want him, don't ask for spots."
Yeah, but he got an nitrous.
I'm just a messenger.
Wait, I understand it, but he got a nitrous motor, and I'm coming on motor. You know,
What were you asking for?
What are you asking for?
I just said, give me the break. Just give me the break.
Oh.
I gamble with that.
Mm-hmm.
I gamble with that.
Like, give me that break.
Yeah, but, Hey, Sivall.
Yes, he got the letter N. He got the letter N and about 100 letter O's behind it. He just texted me and put N 000. No.
Listen, y'all know good well what nitrous do to a motor car. Y'all know what it do, right? That's like extra horsepower.
We know some motor cars that are running the hell out of a nitrous car. And I'm correct?
That's true too. Yeah, but
okay.
We talk about on paper, a nitrous car is supposed to whip a motor car. Back in the day, that's the way it used to be all the time.
Hey, Joe, tell him about Henry Butler. Tell him about Henry Butler, Joe.
I already know.
Oh, all
right. So, hey, OCP.
Sorry about
that. I tell you what, OCP.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Let's gab a little bit, OCP. I know you're listening. Just let me get you a little bit. Just get the little so Tim Hunter going down by his way.
All right. hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up a couple of mics, and we gonna find out because I heard some stories too that somebody else locked in ODB. So
uh-oh.
I'm gonna open up this mic right here, 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe Gray, Sad Alba. What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on?
What's going on, buddy?
Ain't nothing to it, just hanging in there. Listen, Joe, bring me up to speed, and let's fucking erase all the bullshit on today's show. Because for 3 weeks, it wasn't nothing but bullshit. How many of y'all got to start digging in your pockets? Just want to dig in your pockets. Silverhawk, if you're going to find your man, find your man. Everybody, and listen, I'm not saying I'm your man, because I'm not saying I'm your man. I'm just saying if you're going to find your man,
you're
going to erase
it. Hey, Cliff. I think I am your man.
Well, I'm not. Uh-oh. So, with that said, you don't get no more conversation. I'm not your man. If you're going to talk to them fellas, listen, Silverhawk, listen to me, brother. Listen to me.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're going to talk to them brothers at the bridge, you got to sit next to them boys. Okay? Everybody say I make the North look bad, but you fucking coming out with a brand new car, fucking with somebody across the bridge, asking for something. Them boys across the bridge. Fuck them boys across the bridge. You understand? You heard? That's why the North is fucked up, kid. Okay?
How you figure that? How you sound? Wait.
Nothing personal now, because you my man. Nothing personal. You my
man. But listen.
But if you're going to mess with the boys across the bridge, sit next to them or leave them alone. Sit next to them or leave them alone.
So,
Let me tell y'all something. Cliffy, is it fair enough? Did you and ODB lock in?
Absolutely.
And how y'all doing?
And I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that black motherfucking truck the same day.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it. Now, this is what today's show got to be about. Be about it. All this talk, too much motherfucking talk. All this dictionary shit. All this. I paid and he paid and this and that. Man, listen, y'all got to go ahead with that.
Just tell them how you locked in, Cliffy, so everybody knows.
Listen, we running motor to motor. He driving, I'm driving. He driving ODB, I'm driving Elbow. It's going to be what it's going to be. And trust me, that's as simple as the steps are. I don't know what he working with. He don't know what I'm working with. But I know one thing, we both can't use that thing. We got to come on motor.
That's at Buzz Creek. That's on Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And like
so,
I said,
y'all coming?
I'm looking for his boy with the black truck that same fucking day, 1 hour after him.
Hear that?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Bing bong. I'm looking for bing bong. I'm looking for fucking bing bong.
Okay. Damn.
Now see, Joe, you got to push the show out these motherfuckers. Everybody talk tough. Who lost this and dictionary that? Okay, you know what? Fuck all of that. It's race season. And everybody don't care. I'm just telling y'all something you need to hear.
Joe, did you get the text? Joe, did you get the text?
No, I got my phone on charge. Hold on a second. Let me look.
Oh, shit. But Clint, if you telling me, don't ask for nothing, but you asked 1 and 1 for Maple.
No, I didn't. You out your goddamn mind.
Yes, you did. I'm standing right there. When 8-Ball tried to run you, he said he, and you turn around and say, well, give me 1 and 1. And then I told them y'all could give it to him.
Well, listen, I'm telling you right now, I don't need a damn thing from him. So now who's right, you or me?
Hold on, y'all.
Joe must have read his phone.
Okay, 443-3051. Your mic is open.
Bing bong, whoever the fuck he's talking to is in the house. Call me chairman of the motherfucking board.
Man,
I
you
tried to lock you
cardboard.
In the other day. I tried to lock
chairman
you in.
Chairman of the cardboard. That's what you are, chairman of the cardboard.
Okay,
you can't even get it out your mouth, man.
Is your ass made? Because I'm eating French fries, Cliffy. Is your ass made of cardboard? That's what I want to know.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we're gonna find out. So, you talking a little shit? I offered you a race that day on Facebook a couple of days ago, and that race stands. So. You tell me what
no,
your
no,
terms
no,
are.
No, hold on.
I'm not talking to you. You're going to stop that line.
I'm not going to let you lie on this show. I wasn't talking shit about how I raced you on Facebook. You was. I said I'll race you May 29th, and I will. And guess what?
I'll put the terms of a race out there, right? Heads up.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you how it's going
to
go. I'm going to tell you how it's going to go. That same race we didn't get off at July, May 29th, it's on. Nothing changes.
I'm worth more than that now.
Well, then you know what? Go on the corner and go get it.
Oh, shit, I got everybody barking in my ass.
But now if you want to deal with me, we're going to finish that Gallant shit off in May. Because you never beat me.
Well,
you
had the opportunity to finish that shit off in Gallant, but you reneged. So I offered you everything but fucking Christmas morning.
You could be the chairman of any cardboard you want. You never beat
I'm
going to
be the chairman of your ass by the time.
Bet a dollar on a pair of shoes. My man, you ready to square that off again?
Fat Albert, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Fat Albert, are you on the phone? Could you please tell Cliffy to be quiet for a second? So, I've offered him every race.
Is you ready to square that off again?
Cliffy, I asked for Fat Albert
it's
for a reason, correct?
What's your word? It's a simple question. Yes or no, or hit Red Rock. Are you ready to square that off after your man? 1 hour after your man. The same race we're going to get off at the lot. You ready to get that off?
And one after he throws your ass, I'll take you head to fuck up gas to gas. Now, what do you want to do? Let's lock it all in. All
right. So, there's one thing at a time, Antoine. You can't take a toy motherfucker and scramble his brain too much. You can't confuse him like that. He's
already
confused.
I'm going to let y'all two talk for a few minutes. And when y'all figure it out, let me
know. Albert,
it's only
going to
go down my way. It's only going to go down my way. It's only going down my way, son.
If you shut the fuck up long enough, I might give you the race. How about that?
Shut the fuck up long enough for me to give you the race. You keep talking about
the race
man.
At Gallant was
that
three on a thousand.
Off. Everything.
You know what, motherfucker?
Son, you're not going to change nothing, son. You're not going to change a goddamn thing. You're going to bring your ass to our fucking MIR, Maryland International Raceway, and you're going to get the same shit you were supposed to get at the lot. Now, as you
think, did somebody buy Cliffy a book called Gangster 101? Because if you did, you need to go back and read it.
Listen, this ain't the comedy show.
Got to put a little
bass
in your voice.
This ain't the comedy show.
Well, that's what the fuck I'm trying to do. You shut the fuck up long enough. You know, Cliffy, I'm done. I'm done with you.
Is you ready?
Fuck you, Cliffy. I'm done. I'm trying to give you your goddamn race, and you won't shut up long enough. That's how dumb you are.
I didn't ask for something in the first place. Okay, that's what you get. Fuck your eyes. Keep your eyes. Keep your money. Let's get that same shit off. We supposed to. Let me wear your ass.
If you would shut the fuck up long enough, that's what I'm trying to do. Shut the fuck up.
You got 1 minute. Go.
I got 1 minute. You know what, Cliffy?
Go.
You know what, Cliffy? Fuck you, man.
You heard the bass. You got
the Fat
one.
Albert.
Now you got
Fat Albert.
Seconds.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah,
Fat
yeah,
Albert.
Yeah,
Fat
yeah.
Albert. Could you
yeah,
please put
ahead.
Him on
yeah.
quiet? Because he's just being absolutely fucking ignorant at this point.
And that's how the fuck you was, and now I'm giving it back to you. You don't like it, do you?
Yeah.
You know, Cliffy, I just gave you a whole bunch
you,
of shit. What
you don't like
man,
it,
I don't
do
give
you?
A fuck. I don't give a fuck about you or your goddamn
weekend.
I'm going
to give you another minute.
Wait.
You got one more minute.
Hold on.
Come on,
Cliffy. Okay, I'm Cliffy. Let's see what Rob wants to
hold
do
on,
first,
on.
And then I'll go to the next one. Go ahead, Rob.
Since he's
go
a
ahead,
crying,
Rob.
So since he's a crying little girl, and he wants it his way, so I'm going to offer you the same race, but this is what we're going to do. It's a heads-up race, track rules, pro tree, run what the fuck you brung. But this is what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to waste my time coming down there for $300 punk out. I want to lock the whole 1,000 in. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I want to lock the whole fucking 1,000 in. And don't worry about the fees, Fat Albert, because I will cover my fees, his fees, and your fees. Okay?
Good.
So, yes, sir. Absolutely. And I'll buy you a bottle of Petron. So, lock it in, heads up, pro tree, track fucking rules, head the fuck up, Cliffy, $1,000, lock it all in right now. Because I'm not playing with you, I wasn't planning on going to the event, but I'm going down there to drag your cardboard motherfucking ass past the 660. And when I pull a fucking shoot at you at 450 fucking feet, you'll know what happened to you. So lock the whole fucking pot in, that's the only fucking way I'm going to do it. There you go. Now what you got to say, Cliffy? I've offered you everything in the fucking world to include 9-to-1 odds, and you won't fucking take it. So do me the favor and lock the whole fucking pot in so you don't waste my whole goddamn time going down there fucking with you. Now, it's your turn. I'm done.
Joe?
Thank you.
I'm going to say it one more time. And Rob, I don't need a mother. So you don't have to offer me.
I didn't offer you a fucking thing.
I gave you.
Is it locked or is it not locked, Cliffy? Is it locked or is it not locked?
Joe, did I not keep quiet for this man?
Yeah, go ahead.
All this run with you brung shit, that's not happening with you, me. You don't need to square that ass race off. We gonna run that back, or me and you gonna walk away from each other. You ain't got to offer me shit because I don't need shit. Keep your eyes and put them in your
pocket. I didn't offer you anything, Cliffy. I didn't offer you anything.
Put them in your pocket.
I offered you the same race as the lot. I offered
you
the same race as you fucking.
Now, it could possibly happen in a later date, but it won't happen for me.
So what are you asking for then, Cliffy? Tell me what your terms are, and I will tell you yes or no.
No, we're going to run that galant shit the same way it was.
Hold on. The only difference is, Cliffy, is I want to lock 1,000 in. That's the only difference is the money. I want to lock the whole 1,000 in instead of 3 on 1,000.
We're not
going
to do it that way either. If you can
all right, race dead. You're done,
Cliffy.
I'm done with you.
Hold on.
I got a question for Cliffy. So what was the fucking post on Facebook that said you was coming to Del Mar next Saturday for an 8-ball? What the fuck was that post for?
Listen to me, son. I said I'm
supposed
to start doing something came up. I won't be able to. Things happen. Oh, well.
I didn't hear that.
I know
that.
You know, now, be, I'm tired right, of talking. You put the race out there, and I'll say yes or no, and either we'll get it off or we won't. You want to lock the 300,000? Fuck it. I got enough money. Fuck it. 300,000. I want to lock the whole fucking pot. That's what I want. But it's the same race. Heads up.
Rock. There you go.
I'm cash up ready right now. Right now. There's nothing more to say, Cliffy. Either you want it or you don't.
If you stay the same way, it's not.
I haven't changed anything. I haven't changed anything on my truck.
Man,
I changed the oil today.
Man,
am I good with that?
He's done made changes, man. Cliff, just send the deposit.
You was the DP.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same way. It's going to be the same way. Do you remember the shit? It was very similar. The same way.
All right.
The only thing that's going to change is what, Cliffy?
Which is what?
What was the race, as you understand? He got me on standby. I'm good with an hour.
Oh, okay. I got to get back. I don't forget how I was. Cliff, go ahead and call it. Read it out. So it's Heads Up, 8 Mile Pro 3, motor, or nitrous to nitrous?
Nitrous.
Nitrous.
I don't want motor.
His small block against elbow.
So it's 8 ball versus elbow, Heads Up, 8 Mile Pro 3.
Yes.
Track through 1 hour after you. 1 hour after you run Antoine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fat Albert. So we can be a confirm on time. What time was going, baby? What time was it? I run CJ. Correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's 3 o'clock. I believe it's three o'clock.
Man.
I can't remember the top of my head because I
check.
Got it at home. So that would mean that would mean that eight ball and his race would be at 5 o'clock if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it will go 1 hour after y'all cross that finish line. After y'all cross that finish line, you got 1 hour. All
so right. It's going to be about 5 o'clock, 5:30. Okay.
Yeah, well, just, you know, whenever, because, you know, it went out 1 hour after that.
I'm good with that, Fat Albert, but this is what I don't want.
Specific with Cliffy, because we're not going to do that shit that he did to Kevin Hunt. That's why I said we need to be
specific. What he tried to do for me either.
Well, you got to remember, whatever's 1 hour,
you
got to
remember,
you got to break something.
You
listen,
can't,
if somebody
yeah,
breaks
something
at the track.
Break. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Anything
right.
that
ahead,
breaks,
Joe,
a tough example, you have a car break in front of you, and it's 1 hour, whatever it is. As long as you're in those lanes, that one hour, you okay. Don't worry about it. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
That's what it is.
Because you never know what stuff might happen. Like the time might get pushed back. But after you CJ run,
we're
y'all
good
cross
with this,
that line. You got 1 hour after y'all cross that line to race. Y'all gotta be in that lane.
Well, what I don't
want to
do is I don't want to get tied down waiting on Cliffy like I did down there at Galat and him pay me $300 because I just ain't trying to do that dumb shit. So I'm not trying to get hustled out of a deposit by some bullshit. So, which is what he was trying to do to me too. He got lucky with Kevin Hunt, but he ain't gonna get that lucky with me. So at the end of the day, this is how it is, Cliffy.
Rob,
all right,
I gotta
come over.
Two bridges and one tunnel to your ass. I gotta come over two bridges and go through one tunnel for your ass. And you crying
then
about
the whole fucking pot?
Lock
the whole fucking
here,
pot,
man.
Then.
You
lock
right
the
there.
Then.
Shut the
I
fuck up.
I might break because I'm gonna go
race
right, the
whole
fuck
up.
Lock the whole pot.
Let's
gotta come across two bridges and one tunnel for your ass. If I ain't crying about 300,
all right, come on, hold on, Cliff. Let's get it live. Hold on. So
I'm tired of your dumb shit.
Elbow, Heads Up, 8 Mile, Pro 3, track rule, 1 hour after ODB and elbow run. Three on a thousand. Cliff, is it locked? Cliff, is it locked?
Albert, you missed some parts there. You was all right.
What part I missed?
His small block.
Thank you for
I
your
said,
patience,
eight,
Albert.
Eight ball versus elbow. I said eight ball versus elbow.
He said
okay.
It's small block.
I'm not going to rearrange. I am not going to put a big block
elbow.
In my truck to fuck with $1,000.
And everything else,
okay.
I don't give a damn about.
Everybody knows you got a big block. So whatever, man.
All right. So Heads Up, 8 Mile Pro 3, elbow ball, small block, 1 hour after ODB and elbow,
gas
three
gas.
On a thousand.
Yes.
Gas to gas. Cliff, is it locked?
It's
Rob,
locked.
Is it locked?
It's locked, Fat Albert. God,
okay.
Thank
okay,
you for being patient. Jesus bless your soul.
Can you do me a favor?
All right, it's locked, fellas. It's locked.
Can you put these
it's
keys
locked.
On that in that truck right there for me?
Fat Albert, I will.
Right
I will.
You,
hold
man,
on. I'm driving. Let me find your Cash App. I will send it to you right now. Cliffy, are you going to lock it in right now? Or do we
oh,
have
man,
to wait till Tuesday?
Locked. We could wait till fucking Wednesday or Thursday. But
no, we're not waiting. I'm sending my money right fucking now. Because I'm tired of you. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. I've been sick of you.
Yeah, but did I stay locked?
Yes, you said locked.
Did you send them money?
Do I owe anybody money from the last lock-ins?
Albert, I'm sending you
$3.25.
Not cover some fees.
Not on my end. Not anything on that.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, whatever the hell he's talking about, locked means locked. I don't know about anybody else's show, but this show is locked.
Send your fucking money up, because Cliffy, I trust you about as much as I trust my ex-wife.
Whatever that means.
What it means, you full of shit. Big Robert. All right, hold
anyway,
on, Proud Albert here. A-ball, Cliffy.
Moving forward.
E-L-B-O-W.
I suggest anybody else who hit that one button.
Man, okay, hold on. I'm gonna open up this mic real quick because I'm not even waiting. I got a lot of mics. Let me just make sure I open everybody up.
It's right there, Fat Albert.
Yeah, Fat Albert.
Yeah. James said he'll be on motor. He'll like to run you for that day. He said he'll run you on motor. I'm just
listen.
James
can find his own business somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
gonna be his first rate. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna be his first rate.
Right.
Keeping it rich. James came there. His car looked good. I'm going to keep it real. His car looked good. I don't know what the man had. He was going to race. I was going to get that race that day. But now I'm not sleeping on James. I'm going to keep it real, y'all. I'm not going to sleep on
right.
that man. Whoever you want, James, you got to go find somebody else. I need to see something with your car. All right, real talk. I'm not going to play with you. I'm not going to lie to nobody. I got to see your car move. And if it don't move
okay.
right, I'm on your neck. I'm on your
fucking Well, good thing nobody said that about your car because it don't move.
I bet you you'll see move on the 29th.
Open the mic, Joe. Open the mic.
Yeah, over this mic up right here. 845.
Pull the chute at 450 feet. Anybody want side bet?
Okay. No, hold on. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
My mouth bad. I'm sorry.
845-0695. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Gary Cowboy? How's everything?
Hey, Cowboy, you going to be there that day? I'll get you an hour after Cliffy, 3 on 1,000. Heads up, Pro Tree Shame Race.
Anyway, as I was saying,
okay.
Cliff, good luck.
Thank you.
You know, hopefully my car is ready by that time, you know, and we'll see. But, you know, just wanted to say hi, and that's it.
Hey, Joe Torres, they opened his mic. Thanks for coming out, man. You didn't fold like the rest
of the fucking guys.
Good to see you out there,
Carol
Cowboy. I saw your car, man. Nice you made it out.
Hold on, I gotta go down. Hold on a second, you guys.
Yo, crack the whip on some of these high parts, man. It's about racing, man. Everybody,
I got to just make sure I open up this mic. Then Sammy, you're next right after. I just had to open the mic. They want to make open the mic.
Oh, okay.
862-3221. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
Yeah,
what's
good morning.
On,
how you doing, sir?
All right, that's what's up. All right. Joe, I want to say congratulations on your sponsors, partner. Keep your head up. Keep doing your thing. Much love to you and, you know, Fat Albert for doing what y'all do.
I appreciate it. Joe do all the work. I just help him. That's all. Joe does it all.
But I appreciate it. You're a patient brother, man.
But the second thing is, you know, I sit here and I listen to everybody go back and forth. I just want to touch on a little bit of stuff real quick. Cliff, I'm not mad at you for talking shit when you feel like coming out the bushes. But my thing is that you talk real gangster. It's actually like kind of like retarded and crazy because you go down there,
what
you travel all over the place, and you don't.
What's that got to do with you?
And you don't
what
do
that
anything.
Got to do
listen.
What's that
hey,
got
hey,
to do
Cliff,
with you?
Calm down. I'm not. Hey, listen. I'm not A-balling. We're not going to do the yelling. I'm not doing the yelling with you. That's one thing I don't do is yell with no dude.
What does it?
That's
have
not
going to
happen.
What does
because
that have to do?
Technically, I'm gonna tell you what has to do with me. Because
what? You pay my bills.
All right, are you going to let me talk?
Or
are you going to
you
keep flat? All right. Well, all right. Anyway, all right. Well, you keep getting your ass whooped with your shit. Now back to you.
Still, what
now,
does that
as far as A-ball,
Still, what
as
does
far
that
as far, listen, are you? You keep asking me the same question every time I go to answer. You keep talking over
talking. And you never answer.
I'm not doing because I can't. I'm not over talking. No grown ass man.
All right, you know what?
Roll your britches up and act like you're a grown man.
Go ahead. My bad.
It has nothing to do with me. But my thing is, we wasting people's time. That to me, that shit. That's why I would never try to run you because you waste people's time.
Exactly.
Honestly speaking, you try to come on here. You come over here. You come on here. And you talk gangster, and you ain't about that life.
But I pushed the button and locked in. What about you?
Okay.
What about you, brother? What about you, brother?
You don't, listen, you ain't bringing it to me. You ain't bringing it to me. I don't have, listen.
I can't race it, bro. I can't race you.
What else?
So what else you need?
I'm not trying to race you. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you how I feel.
About me.
Okay.
And what, it's got nothing to do with you. If I throw
like
a window every day, it got nothing to do with you, brother. Nothing.
Listen.
Nothing.
At the end of the day, there's a lot of shit that don't have to do with a lot of people, but
at
people follow
day,
other people.
You know,
and I'm not following them, but I'm just telling you how I feel.
And Tori,
listen, all right. I'm done. I'm over that.
That's all.
It's not a problem. But when my needle go up past zero, I promise you I'll be out there. Right now, it's hard for people to get parts. Everybody knows that. So,
yes,
don't
it is.
All right, that's it. All right. Okay, now.
Brother, I'm not
going
to race you.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Sir.
Damn, I didn't say I was going to race you.
God damn. All right,
we over there. You can go move. Yeah, move over. Well, Antoine and A-Ball, good luck on that, man. And that was smart, A-Ball, to try to get that $1,000 to do the race with him because that motherfucker had you going all over the country for $200. That's all I got to say with
that.
Oh,
yeah, he already did that. He already did that to me once.
Yeah.
So I'm giving him a second chance. A chance at redemption. I'm going to see if he reads that book, Gangster 101. See if he can actually bring it to the track. I appreciate
that's
you for saying that.
That's the best thing you did.
What
that's
up, Tor?
That's the best
but
thing
the
you
only,
did, Rob.
The only,
Rob, that's the best thing you did, do. You're giving me another chance at the same race. That's the best thing you did, do. I'm keeping it real with that.
The best thing for you
now,
to do
now,
is not send out for
that
money because you're going to be broke.
It got to get worn. Whoever wears that suit that day got to wear that suit. That's the best thing you did, dude. That was a stand-up thing to do. I commend you.
Tori,
no bullshit.
Tori, you still there, right?
I'm still here.
Because I'm done talking to you, Cliffy. I'm locked with you, so.
Listen, now,
money, that's all you got to do.
I talk for more
all right,
after that. We good.
Thank you. Anyhow. Hey, Tori, go ahead.
Now, I do want to address one thing to you, A-Ball. Nothing personal,
yes,
but
sir.
You had made a comment last week. You said you Jersey boys always borrowing stuff. Not all of us do that.
No,
we all, you know. I'm just saying that, you know, all of us don't. We all have majority of us that, you know, don't have to ride on people. Coattails got our own shit. I'm just saying, you know, just for future reference.
Right.
So when you say that, you just got to be a little careful.
A lot,
but,
of people,
you know,
a lot of people
right.
You got their own stuff.
All right.
Hey,
so I'm
I
just saying, everybody don't have, you know.
Hey, Tori.
But
okay,
other than
I'm
that,
cool that,
I'm done.
I respect all that, right. But listen, since you
but
mentioned
you
my
heard,
name,
borrowed,
me and a guy were talking
heard,
about you
kid.
Earlier. I think
I borrowed kid. I borrowed.
I can't hear. I can't hear.
I know, man. I rent.
Cliff is like the New Jersey version of fucking Havon, man. He fucking annoying a fucking president.
He
God
really
damn.
Is.
He is the Jersey version
it.
Of Havon.
Get mad and get Silverhawk a spot. Get mad and get Silverhawk a spot.
I ain't giving Silverhawk shit. I tell you what, Mouth. Watch this, Mouth, because I've been wanting a little sweet ass anyway. Motherfucker, you got the back tire with your weak bitch, man. What the fuck you want to do?
What are you talking about?
Man, what you
want
to do?
Motor to motor.
No, fuck the motor to motor. Turn the gas on, come to win, motherfucker. Then what you
no.
want to do?
I'm going to turn it on for your boyfriend.
I don't care about none of that shit. You turn it on for ODB. Now
turn it on for your boyfriend.
And listen, I tell you what, Cliffy. Since you gonna
turn
watch this. We're trying to clear your tubes out one day. You gonna turn it on for me? Turn it on for me. Turn it on times three against me again, and I'm gonna bury your ass. Now get the fuck out there. Now get your mechanic and all your side boys to bet all that money. I'm serious.
I'm talking too much.
Listen. How the fuck is you turning it on? I'm giving you the fucking back tire, man. You got the back fucking tire. Get it on. Turn that shit on. and I let you pick a driver between my four that be there that day. Now pick one and ride with it. Then you got the back tire.
Nah.
That's how nasty
I am. Nah, that's
all right. And you got lane choice.
That's all right. Nah, that's all right.
That just showed me
all
that
lie.
There you go.
Something.
You showed
you
everything.
Hold on,
right
Antoine.
Right look, it's the same
okay,
story.
Hold on, you guys.
Now,
I got to open up these mics because everybody hits
now,
me. Hold
on
a second.
All right.
So,
anyway,
before Cliffy interrupted Tori, Gordo, we was talking to him earlier today. He called me about some business stuff. And he said, you know what, I'm kind of looking for that car. So you want some smoke with Gordo? So I'm just throwing it out there
smoke?
To you. You, Tori.
Dude, who wants some smoke? All right, I'm going to tell you, said with Gordo?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to put this out there. I'm very sure. I wasn't going to say that, but
well, just
Mary, what
well,
I am going to say,
I can't. I'm not going to speak on. I'm
say
just
is,
telling you what he said. I'm just telling
Gordo,
you what he said.
Gordo don't
want to
do nothing.
Car.
Gordo's just a talker. Gordo's just a talker.
I don't know.
I have all pressure.
I'm
just telling you. And when he found out that I lost all pressure, he got his big britches. He was all tough. When I had all pressure, he was in the bushes. Him, all his boys all his boys. He know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking
about.
I think
he'd probably like to revisit that, so I'm just saying.
All right, well, trust me. I promise you, whoever feel that they are able to sit next to me or whatever, I'll accommodate them when it's time. Right now, I don't have no oil pressure, but I promise you, when I do, it ain't going to be hard to find nobody. Nobody's safe.
I'll relay the message.
Hey, Cliff, I don't know why everybody on you, Cliff, but I got a text. They said, would you like to entertain pressure on the 29? I'm just reading the text. That's all I'm doing.
I'm going to say it like this. If I beat blue truck number one and blue truck number
he
two, the black one.
He ain't doing shit, man. That's a red rock. I answered for him. That's a red rock.
Yes. But I
well,
got to
so
keep posting.
Let me open up another mic.
I'm not fucking with
sure.
pressure.
Hold on, you guys. I got to make sure I open this mic up because you guys got – I don't tell Sam to get him in. I got to get him in, y'all. Hold on a second. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Bring your car, man.
Don't
bring me up. Because I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Okay, you got it. Okay. All right, hold on, you guys.
Well, he just
okay,
said,
open
would you like to entertain him? You know, he can't talk right now. He's listening on the computer, so – He
no, but,
me, say,
but
you like
I pressure. If I don't beat both, I got to beat both of them trucks. I can't just beat one. I got to beat both of them. If I don't beat both of them, I'm not satisfied that day. If I beat both of them,
well, then don't
you
set deposits and don't even come because you're going to be disappointed all weekend. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Hey, listen, it is what it is.
A-Ball.
A-Ball,
I got a question for you.
Sure.
You said you relaying the message for Gordo, right?
Yeah.
But my thing is, how did – and, you know, I don't want to know the story how y'all linked up or whatever, but it seemed like the reason why people link up with other people because they're scared to run them themselves. That's what that seemed like to me. You
I
know
gotta,
what I'm saying?
Well, you're out of your
I
gotta, car.
I got to agree with you, man. I got to agree
all
with you.
All I am
that
is –
that shit killed me when people
so,
– I got to agree with you. Say,
you
oh,
listen,
this and that.
If
like,
you,
come on.
If you listen to what I said, we were having a conversation about outside of the racing world, and we went back to that for a minute, and your name popped up.
No
I'm just relaying the
a
message.
Year ago,
well,
didn't
it don't have
who,
to make sense
know who
to
Gordo
you,
was.
You retarded motherfucker, you.
A year ago, you didn't know who the fuck Gordo was, man.
It's and not going to make sense to you, motherfucker.
I just don't understand.
I'm just relaying. I'm just the fucking messenger, man.
I got you. No, I respect
hey,
you, you know, April Fool's kid, but I just don't understand how you become, you know, friends and all that shit with this racing. I don't want to race
you.
Well,
he respects what you're saying, Cliff.
Look.
Okay,
if you knew who I was friends
money.
With personally, you'd probably scratch your head. So, be like that. So, anyways, I have a wide and varied section of friends that I associate with.
Right.
So, you know, I'll be friends with any man that acts decent. You know what I mean? So, anyhow, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just relayed the message to you. That's all.
But Gordo ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing. I ain't worrying about him. He ain't doing nothing.
All right.
Hold on one second. You got to make sure open these mics up.
We 100 right now, bro. We 100, man. We 100, Tori. All
right.
Yeah,
open up this mic. 347-3068. Your mic is open. 347-3068. Your mic is open.
I'm here in Long Island. I'm going to say what's up to y'all, family, people, whatever, but I just want to say hello to Silverhawk. And, Joe, all do right. me a favor, too. One day, you go back and listen to the show, man.
Say what?
One day, you go back and listen to the show.
All right. Let me open up these other mics. Hold on a second.
Hey, Silverhawk, you on here?
I think he put it on mute for a
minute. I'm having dinner. Give me 20 minutes. I'm having
dinner. He'll call you back. Yeah.
All right.
All right, hold on
Let
a second.
Let me know
when
you're
on.
I'm
going
to say something to you.
Okay. Wait till you get out of dinner. Wait till you get out of dinner, then you could say something to him.
Oh, I'm going to wait for this one. Your mouth
yeah.
might drop.
Let me just let you know. Listen, I had to run. Sometimes he's hearing me getting them back and forth. I got to go back. At 8:30, I'm shutting the show down because I got to get on the conference call with these guys, so the sponsors and everything, because they're trying to lock something else in. So basically, when you hear me, sometimes I'm quiet. Yeah, thank you. Sometimes when you hear me quiet, I'm on the phone with somebody else. So I got to go make sure I get this thing going. So it is what it is. And let me just say this here personally. I let you guys get on sometimes, and I just kind of like let you guys go because it was, believe it or not, one of the sponsors was listening to how the trash talk and everything was talking. So they don't want me interrupting sometime because they want to know, want to hear how raw really what it is, what's racing, what's not racing. They see stuff that they think that, you know, just don't know the whole deal, how people talk or whatever. So basically, they're getting used to it. So that's why sometimes I don't say nothing. Get too far out there. I'm not going to, like a personal thing or something like that, I don't let that go. I'm going to have to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else with the, whatever y'all talking, the other stuff, I don't care. But they're on here. Sometimes you'd be surprised. So lo and behold, I didn't say anything for a while. The promoters was on it. I mean, the sponsors have been on the show. I just wasn't saying anything. But I'm still trying to make this here TV thing happen. Let's just say that, okay? Because that's what I like to see.
Right, right.
And then, like I told everybody, and okay, anybody can tell you how Real Deal Grudge Racing was going. If you would have been on the race, for example, and you went out there and they showed it on TV, the first episode, you get paid royalties. If it came back on 2 months later, you get paid again your royalties. That's how it was going. So everybody didn't know, understand the first time. It's not like you get one-shot deal. If that episode and they liked that episode and somebody wanted to play it again, guess what? You got paid again. Even though you didn't get paid one time. If that thing was played 3 times out of the year, you got paid 3 times out of the year for the same old race. That's your royalties. That was the deal, what we was trying to do with you guys. That was the deal. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time what it was so everybody knows. Because a lot of people didn't understand. So I'm just letting you guys know what the deal was. That's the whole thing. How to get you guys paid without talking about not like, ask a promoter, no, or the right way, but the TV thing, so you guys can get paid. So that's all to it. And then now you get the sponsors on top, and guess what? You get paid more. You know, until you can be beating people in the head left and right, and they just don't understand sometimes. I hate to say it. But if you ask any of the bracket racers, ask them when they put the sponsors on the side of their car. They put the stickers on the side of their car because if they win, they get contingency money. At the end of the race, they won. They're in the winner's circle. ATI gives you 100 or whatever. You know, whatever, hook ahead or whatever, they give 100. Now you start adding your money up and shit comes in real big. And you guys could be doing the same thing. That's what I keep saying. Everybody says you can't do it, can't do it. I hear some of these guys, they back in the old school. Blah, blah, blah. I can understand what you got. But, hey, it's the new way now. Sometimes you need help, so let's just be real. Not everybody got all this money. So it's nice to have somebody turn around and giving you something. That's why I said something about the Pro Stock Joe thing. Even though everybody got mad about the man, but guess what? He had an idea and the money came to you. It came back to the grudge. So I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad one bit. So that's all to it. I don't care if he makes money. It don't matter. That's his business. But he turns around, he's giving you something back. So I feel that everybody should be happy. Don't turn something down. If you turn it down, it's going to go to somebody else. That's just real. But that's why I say whatever somebody gives you, and if you don't want it, just give it back to them. That's all I can say. And I don't know too many people that'll give money back, but we'll see. So I'm going to open up this mic right here, 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yeah,
336-9816. What's going on, Butchie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
But,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Butchie Woods. Butchie Woods. Yes,
Butchie,
sir, we got
Butchie, what's happening, Butchie?
Yeah, what's going on? Were you referring to me? Did you holler about somebody else hit that one button? Were you referring to me?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, shit.
Are you talking to Cliffy?
Yeah, he knows who the hell I'm talking to. Okay. You want to get all wrapped in the video,
right?
That's right.
Now that it's clear, I wasn't referring to you because you're nobody to refer to. Now you get it?
Oh, good.
I ain't got to be nobody, but I'll go across your ass like the rest of the motherfuckers, too. I'll bet you that. Now, being I ain't a nobody, I'll beat your ass just like the rest of them going to beat your ass.
Oh.
When you leave damn Maryland, you'll be damn scraping the damn get up 95.
Let me tell you something, Butchie. You had five motherfuckers under your hood at one time. I counted. Then you tried to raise me for 500 and gave me 200 of a DP.
First of all, I didn't try to raise you no fucking 500. That was supposed to just come over there with that $200
okay.
bullshit, and you stuck your tail between your fucking legs and ran. I don't want to run you for no fucking 500. The fuck I'm running you for 500 for? You going to talk about
listen,
if I were ran you for 1,000
I don't think
ran.
You remember.
You going to go do shit.
Because my man asked Kevin Hunt how much, and Kevin said 500. I looked at him and said, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck is
I
wrong
don't
with
remember
you?
Your
why
man
would I raise less than the fuck we were supposed to originally raise for? It's bad enough James took my whole goddamn day away, and now I got to clean that up and dust these two dummies off. Now I got to hear your fucking mouth again.
You ain't going to fucking dust nobody off. You ain't going to dust no fucking body off.
God damn. You said these two dummies. God damn.
I was just, excuse me, Kevin, I'd hate to interrupt, but I just wanted to say I know the feeling because he wasted my fucking day, too.
My man, you would have had a race. All you had to do is shut the fuck up. You would have had a race. All you had to do is shut the fuck up.
Cliffy, that's the funniest shit I've heard all day. That's the funniest shit I've heard all week. That's the funny shit right there. Congratulations, you on page two of Gangster 101.
Clippers on 1,000 a night.
Damn. Y'all got another lock-in for Memorial Day weekend, too.
What's
who we
that? Got? Who we got?
You got Bigfoot versus OG Bobby.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I didn't tell Long Island
Joe.
We did it on the show last week. It was on Pro Soccer, wasn't it?
Hey, Antoine.
I think I'm drinking one too many of this damn 1800. Man, I'm drinking too much of 1800
right now. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got it. It's 8 Ball versus OG Bobby. And Marcus bet it $500 that he would capture.
Yeah. And then back then, he was more big. Head up.
Yeah, that was last week on here.
Yeah, when OG jumps on here, I want to offer him the same race he paid me deposit on for down there in Carolina, too. 5-on-2, heads up.
Good luck with that.
Oh, man, look, I got you locked in. That's a miracle.
Listen,
I'm good.
You got to pay me.
Shit.
You didn't get me locked in. I got you locked in. You don't know it.
Oh, really? My deposit's up, motherfucker. I got more of your money than you got of mine. How about that?
Hey, Cliff, you do. No,
hey,
you Cliff. Do.
That's a fact.
You do. But I
hey,
bet
Cliff.
You in a light and get back over.
Sorry, Kevin.
Hey,
I didn't mean to interrupt. How are you tonight, Kevin? You good, bro?
Hold on. Let me open up this next mic you got. Hold on. 757-3913, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? This is Drew Brown. I'm just hollering at you, man. I ain't got nothing going on. I'm just listening in. Just want to open up.
How's everything, Drew? What's going on, Drew? I'm good.
I can't complain. What's going on, Fed Ivan? What's going on?
All right. I got to say this. Damn, Cliff
must have had a big cup of coffee, black or something, because, boy, he on 1,000 tonight. Good, great show, man.
Okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I hold up one of these mics. I got about 10 mics in here.
Be quiet.
301-6209, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What's happening, fellas?
What's going on? How's everything, dude? Oh, I can't complain. How's everything?
Good, man. Long time. Been a long time. I caught the tail end of it, and I don't want you I caught the tail end of what you were talking about with the sponsors, with the, you know, the decals on the car and all that. I didn't catch the
Yeah, I was just telling them, you know, just like the whole thing going on. We landed a good deal this year. I told everybody just a while ago, we got USA Auto Parts Supply Store, the whole thing. Liquid Molly just came along too, and they put us on. So next year when March comes, man, it's going to be something different. You'll see. It's going to be really different.
Okay.
And United Service also came along. All that got signed. That is our sponsor next year, so we got it. All I can tell you is it's a drink that's supposed to be coming out it's been out, that I'm trying to lock it in. So about 8:30, I got to wait to see what happens. And if that comes through, I'll be more than happy. More to do. But the whole thing I was trying to say, like everybody's wondering what's going on, just like we try to do that movie deal, it's not over because now people are starting to see what the deal is. So you know what I mean? It's not over. Everybody know how this thing went down, and now they're starting to see it, and they're saying, wow, man, this is popping off pretty good. You know, you got some people out there screaming, oh, Grudge Racing dead, Grudge Racing. It ain't dead. It's the people that are up there saying that those guys are dead. Let's just say it. How about that? Because Grudge Racing ain't dead. There was more than action was happening. Like I said, I was thanking Stephen for doing my video. He was getting me off out there, you know, doing my thing over there. I was happy with that. They showed a few. It will be shown more. We got clips all over the place. We got stuff. We got a lot of stuff. So I will be showing it. And Batman, you know, he on the money. I can give him credit. Steph on the money, too. So I appreciate coming back. But I was just trying to say, just like these sponsors come on, you'd be surprised. You have a sticker on and on their car. Next thing you go down there, you at that day of that meet, you get contingency money, you know, and stuff
That's
like
right.
that. A lot of people don't understand you know, our Grudge Racers is the first one to say they don't want something. But let's be real about it, man. If somebody going to give you something, what the heck are you going to do? You going to give that money back?
Oh, yeah.
I can't see myself giving it back. You know, like
no,
I said, you know, yeah, you don't want you biting the hand of peace. If that person going to turn around and, hey, he's going to help you out with your program, go for it. You know, that's one less bill that can, you know.
Right.
That's why I look at it. But matter of fact, Zeus, you got a race on Antoine on that day too, huh? At Buzz Creek.
No, that race.
Oh, y'all done? Y'all ain't racing? That race is over? Hello? Uh-oh.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I want to let everybody know the real reason why I haven't been on here lately is because of Fat Albert told me not to get on here.
What? Hey, Zeus, don't start that bullshit.
See, he told me that I couldn't get on the talk show until mid-April because he said it was turtle
Lord.
Season. He said it was turtle season until mid-April, then I could get on there.
Okay. What's going on now? How's everything, Mark?
Everything is good, man. Everything good. I'm glad to be back on here because Fat Albert told me today I can get back on the show.
So let me tell you something. How long before you be out there racing again?
This Saturday, anybody want something, you know where I'll be at. I'll be down at Dion Race. Anybody want something?
Okay, all right.
On everybody speaking one.
Where you bring it?
You know what I'm bringing, the gout. And you come down, I'm going to put some of that
gout
right on your foot.
The gout. I couldn't think of it. Yeah.
Okay.
But Albert,
do you want me to call? Do you want me to call Jeff Rogers?
Do you want me to put you on speed dial?
Let me call nephew Pete. I know Daniel Hall said he was looking for some ice. Let me call Pete.
Well, we're going to be down there. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you. We'll be down there. We're going to be looking for action. We're going to get in the shootout down there. So, hey, we betting every round.
Yeah.
We bet no
yeah, I heard
betting. We can get in the on the shakedown. We can bet that bet too.
Yeah, we got some good cars for the shootout on the big tire shootout. Yes, sir. We got some good cars.
Yeah.
You know, well, look, speaking of big tires, Joe putting on a nice one on the 30th. You might also be considered on that one. That could be a nice deal.
Yeah, yeah,
big
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad you're back. We haven't heard from you. It was just kind of boring, but now I can go back kicking on your ass now. Now that you're back, I
well,
can
you
go back
you
to kicking on
you. You know you told me not to come up. You said it's turbo season right now. You said the turtles are.
Oh,
no. That's what you told me.
We gotta wait. What's the deal? What's the name I heard coming back too, Annie?
Who was that?
That short dog and everybody coming back too.
Yeah.
So everybody
mm-hmm.
getting,
and Wicked Bird is getting a big tired car too. Wicked Bird is getting a big tired car too.
Hey, look.
I'm going
to say he's going back
dog.
To big tire.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, short
what
dog
about
is always good for the game. Short dog always good for the
oh,
game
yeah.
and been good to the game. So he's been good for the game and good to the game.
Wicked Bird say coming
but,
back
hey,
to
look,
big tire because ain't no action in that small tire. Antoine don't want to race, so.
Do I need to
mark
him out?
I don't know about that. There's a lot of action in small tire.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Joe. I don't know, but hey, Joe, we're going to let him tell it. Hey, Joe, we're going to let him tell it his way. How about that? We just let him tell it his
way. Thank you, but you said it better than me.
Let me make sure
I had a few other words
to
the sponsor
didn't
want to hear.
Because he's going to kill me. Hold on, let me make sure I open this guy's mic because he's going to kill me if I don't. I got to
open this
guy's
mic. I'll
say
it.
Oh, God. 443-7807, your mic is open.
Damn, man, I guess I turned into a stepchild. I can't even get my mic open up now.
Yes,
you
know,
I don't want no trouble.
You
a red-headed. You, everybody. Look, I'm still trying to get
a red-headed
mic.
Stepchild. Hey, Marcus, red-headed stepchild.
Marcus, shout out. It can't be red because I ain't got no hair.
He ain't got no hair.
No, I just come on here and get an evening wave to you guys. All right, that's all I wanted to do, Joe. What's happening? What's happening, Mark Jones?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Oh, man, God is good. But listen, I heard you coming to take over the big tire class again. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. So
that's what we do?
Joe,
oh, shit.
Hey, look, it'd be nice to have some stickers and stuff on the side of that sort of thing this time.
Hey, Mark Jones, let me ask you this. Is you going to be ready May 30th? You know they're having a big tire shootout down at the beach May 30th. I'd like to
be a sponsor with you. I will be
I'll
be no other place but down there on the 30th.
Okay.
The beach is my home.
Okay. Well, listen,
mm-hmm.
Can you put the Bad Mo Crew sticker on the side of that pretty car?
You know I can.
That's what I'm talking about. And Jeff Rogers but not breathe wrong. I said it, and I'm going on
you. Oh. See, Jeff ain't on here, so I have been given the authority to speak for that car. You're not going to do that, Marcus. Oh, hell no. Will Mark Jones have to lock in for the 30th? On the 30th?
Hey,
Jeff Rogers,
we can do what we normally do.
Let's lock that in.
You got Jeff, and
in.
I got Mark.
Yes, sir.
When they meet, we
yes,
got a $100 bet. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
We got nothing else to talk about. That's right.
I'm going on mute.
Boy, this some bad shit tonight.
And we came in second down there the last time I was out. So hopefully we got this ironed out. I haven't bit no tester. So we want to see what happens. Get there early. Do a nice shakedown on Saturday and see what happens. Then after that, then I'm, you know, back to myself.
Weather should be nice, too, so. Come on out.
It's
4 degrees. Nice. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and James, your mic is open. I've been trying to open it.
I heard it.
Okay. All right.
I'm just listening.
Why are you just listening, man? You should be trying to get your man. Just trying to get your
mom. I tell you what.
I can't fuck with you.
We both come on. We come up. Both come on. You got one and one.
I can't fuck.
You got one and one.
Why is everybody quick to jump? Why is everybody quick to jump on me? I can't fuck with you.
So much junk on the internet. And
I'm gonna keep
one and one.
But I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you. Now don't be a bully. Don't be a bully, partner.
I ain't bullying you.
I can't fuck with
you.
I don't want it. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Now go get you another man. Go get you somebody else. Capable of doing that?
Hold on. I'm over this the mic. Cause y'all can
Joe Gray. Joe Gray. You must pay Cliff to get on the mic.
That man goes on his own thing. He do what he wants. He likes the radio.
Look,
like
I
pay
my own bills, Silverhawk, and if you don't know, you'll never know.
He damn sure making your radio go up.
I'm standing behind my motherfucking mouth. I'm standing behind
sure
my mouth.
Your radio go
up. Born,
listen, I'm not going to listen. I'll be real about it. I didn't want to say that, but I said to myself, damn. I can't believe how he be taking these razors on like this. I mean, and that one
hey,
razor,
hey,
would you lock that race in anyhow, Cliffy, with Antoine? How'd y'all do that to make that motor race happen?
I don't even know, man, but that's the all-in race. That's a $500 all-in, $500 deposit, $5 pot. That's just something to do. But his man, I really need to give his man a haircut. His man gets a haircut.
I'm balling too, motherfucker. I don't need a haircut.
But damn. I tell you what.
Hey,
I tell y'all what.
Hold on
for a minute. Hold up. Let me get this out. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all say Cliff is stupid. Cliff ain't stupid. Cliff has got that
yes,
boy doing what
yes,
he wants y'all to do.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yes, he is.
You know.
Cliffy got that whole bad mouth crew doing what he wants to do. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
Hey,
I like 8-Ball over him. I like 8-Ball over him. How much?
Who?
I'm talking to you because you don't want to talk it. I like 8-Ball over Cliff. How much?
I like 8-Ball too, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
I can't get the break from Antoine.
Look, I appreciate the props, but that was weak as fuck.
Hey, Silverhawk, I got one for you.
I appreciate the props. I really do.
That
I want
was
you to listen to me real closely when I'm getting ready to say Silverhawk. Listen to me real closely.
Okay.
Why don't you run Cliff and give him the one and one and let him spray? That's how weak he is.
See? Y'all can't change my game. I don't care if Silverhawk say he'll buy me a new house tomorrow. My schedule ain't changing on the 29th. It's you and your boy. It's you and
so
your
let
boy.
Me, let me get this right. So you got to win both races to run somebody else on Memorial Day, correct?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Y-E-S, in case
so,
you didn't
know what
understand.
That tells me? So I'm going to make it make sense. It tells me you a broke motherfucker coming down here gambling, trying to find a plane ticket home, hoping you can fly to Vegas on a one-way ticket and enough money to go home.
When did I ever tell you I was rich?
You never told me you was broke until just then.
I'm on here.
Okay, so all you need to know is...
Why would I get him one at one?
I got a lot of background noise.
Hey, listen,
Hey, let me make sure I just open these five mics because I got to make sure they get in. And then I'll let y'all go ahead. 301-4533, your mic is open. 301-4533, your mic is open. All right, well, they ain't in.
Four more, Joe.
Let me open up. I'm opening this mic up. 631-3147. Your mic is open. 631-3147. Your mic is open.
Three more, Joe.
One button for no reason. Hold on. Jeff Rogers, your mic is open. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
Now we gonna get something. Now hold up. I got back up now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Call me. What the hell, what's Mark Jones talking about?
Oh, he's talking about what they're gonna do. Hey, look, and then he got Marcus. He got the Badmouth crew backing him. So I'm supposed to get scared of Mark Jones with that gout or whatever the fuck he got. But if he wants you, all he gotta do is say lock. That's all he got to say.
Yeah, we'd be the first. Well, yeah. I'll call him out on the 30th. We'll lock each other in on the 30th. First round.
Mark Jones. Mark Jones.
Oh, no.
Mark Jones.
April. Which one? April or May 29th? 30th. End of this month.
Hey,
we got a race down to the big
April
30th. Okay, custom T. Okay, that's
April 30th. That'd be April 30th.
Custom T. That's
Marcus.
Okay, Doris.
Where you at, Marcus? Both of them gone. Where's Mark Jones at? Him and Marcus.
Marcus. Hey, Albert, I'm here.
Got lip lock on him.
I'm in the gym, so I got a lot of background noise.
Oh, okay. I got Jeff on the line.
Just call back. Let's see. Mark Jones, your mic is open.
No, this is Abel.
Mark Jones.
You on the
hey,
list?
Hey,
what's
your player?
Mark Jones, 301-4533. Your mic is open.
It's me. It's me, Joe. Avon.
Oh, it's Avon. I'm sorry, Avon. Yeah, okay. What's going on, Avon?
What's happening?
Hey, Joe, maybe he got scared because Jeff on the line. He was bad when Jeff wasn't on the line.
Yeah,
is that what happened?
One second. I don't know what happened, but let me just make sure they're going to rock this one in first, Avon, then come right on right after that. Why don't you call? You want to
call
Mark
Jones back. Call him back. Get him on the line.
Let's see if he's going to do it. Mark Jones.
Jeff with his good late light cutting ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Hold on.
Hey, Jeff, anytime that race come up, me and Fat Abigail always had that little $100 bet.
Yeah, you think after this time
Jeff, they told me white men don't get gout. You gonna get it, goddamn April or
no,
April 30th or mid 30th.
I got it.
I promise you that.
I had it.
Hey,
have you
ever had?
I ate some crabs and some
Jeff.
Shrimp. I got that shit in my big toe.
Huh? Hey, Jeff, you ever had any ass?
Nobody. You ever had the white meat suck up your ass?
Hey, yo.
I see you eat a lot of chicken, and I'm sure when you go there, you order white meat. I know you like that white meat.
Man, go to hell. Hey, look, you wait till Joe get the man on the line, man.
I got Avon on the mic. Avon, what's going on?
Not much, Joe. I'll just check it in before I get blocked out.
Okay.
Hey, Avon, check this out, man. This is Cliff. What's happening, brother?
What's happening, Cliff?
Listen, I know you got work next weekend. No matter if your work is good or bad next weekend.
I'm back, Joe.
You think you're coming down to MR on the Memorial Day weekend?
I think I will be there.
All right, if you're there, you think we can mix it up like we did before a little bit? Not as far as racing, you know. Let's smoke and joke and do some things.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Joe, I tried to call him, but it threw me off. I don't know what's going on. It threw me off.
Avon, if you come down Memorial Day, I need another pan of that. I gotta have another fan. I gotta try to hide it. Gotta bring it back to my mom.
Hey, Joe, I did the same thing.
I did the same thing, Joe, and my girl heard me.
That ain't this week?
Yeah, I got hired.
Is that this weekend?
Labor Day weekend.
No.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
I got you.
All right. I definitely need it. Do it there.
Same?
Yeah, the same two. Two of them.
Okay.
What I need to know is who's going to have the biggest grill on fleek that day? That's what I need to know. Who's going to have the biggest grill pump? Because I'm going to buy all the food. Who's going to have
A-Ball's going to have the biggest grill pumping that day, and we're going to be barbecuing your ass.
Hey, you know what? I don't know if that was a joke or that's the real, but I'm talking about food to eat. I ain't talking that quarter, 8 mile shit. I ain't talking that. Who got the real grill?
Uh-huh.
Who got the real charcoal smoking?
If I don't get no food, I'm not bringing shit no more.
Look, Avon, I don't know where you was, but I had everything over there in front of the trailer. And then I turned around and had smoked ham.
Why are you rubbing it in, Joe?
Smoked turkey. No, I had it all over there. No, I'm just saying, I had everything. Look, I ain't never smoked it. I ain't never did that before. And they did it, and I ain't gonna lie. It was unfunny.
Did you doodle?
Avon, listen. Really? If we can't get this shit straight, I'm going to bring the in clothes. I'm going to bring some shit to cook. I'm a chef. I cook for a living. I don't like to cook and wear people's ass out the same day. I do it that day.
Okay.
Okay.
I might
be a cook, but you ain't no chef.
That man say, I don't
damn,
really like to cook damn, and wear damn, people's damn. Asses out in one day. Good.
Oh, God almighty.
Hold on one second.
James said he ain't no chef. That's fucked up.
This is Kevin Hunt, 914-7689. Your mic is open.
Evening, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, Kevin? Sorry about that. They got all these lines all the way down the bottom here. I still got three more to get in, too.
I understand. I'm going to be quick.
I heard Smith mention my name.
Hey, Fat Albert, we good. I'm just going to have to rebuttal that bullshit fucking lie Cliff told about his whoever came over to me and I told him we'll run for $500 was a fucking lie. I don't know nobody in Cliff Camp. I ain't speak to nobody in fucking Cliff Camp about a fucking $500 race. That lying motherfucker. I see what you're going through, A-Ball. A-Ball was right, Joe. A-Ball was my fucking witness.
You
side by side with this motherfucker. And we asked him, do he want to do something? And he all this bitch
for
said was,
much?
Oh,
much?
I go by
much?
What my team say. Hey, for my line, what's the conversation? I go by what my team say. My team, make the rules. I'm not going to go against my team.
Fact.
And blah, blah, blah. That motherfucker wouldn't run for a dollar.
Fact.
That lying bitch.
How much?
And he going to put my name and shit with his somebody I spoke to. And I ain't speak to nobody. His tunage, no fucking money. 8-Ball was right there. And it wasn't nobody
like
500. Pro Stock went over there and said, you got 200 of their money. Why not run
you
for 500? It's only $300 more. He says, I'm not running because my team said this, my team said that. Now this lying fuck boy going to come on here and going to try to make himself look big. You crack smoking motherfucker, you better go to rehab.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, fuck you for putting my name in a fucking lie that you know it's a lie. I'm a grown fucking man. I ain't got a cheese to nobody.
How much did you
use a fucking listen? First of all, I barely talked to you. I sent Butch over there, and nobody in your camp came to me about. I told them I would run for $500. So you better get that straight with your camp. But that shit did not come out of my mouth. Pro Stock Joe said, and I got witnesses. 8-Ball was right there when Pro Stock said, well, you got $200 BP, run for $500. And you said, oh, no, my team says this.
Motherfucker, answer that question, bitch.
You the fucking bitch, you a hoe boy. Why did you race this?
Question, motherfucker.
Did you get a proposal to race? Yes or no?
How much
did you get a proposal to race? Did Butch say let's race? And what did you say? 8-Ball standing right here. That's what fucking with
you. Got the line.
Man, you ain't nothing but a little fuck boy. That's all you are. And I don't speak
you
like
ain't tell
that
me I'm lying,
black
no
man. But you fucked
you
up. You got your shit twisted, man. I didn't pay $500.
Eight ball. Am I telling a lie?
Eight ball. You are telling the absolute truth.
How about that? Junk that piece of shit.
You were telling the absolute truth. I offered him seven or eight races, and he said no. I mean, crazy races, Kevin. So
my team says I don't go against my team. My team is this, that, and other. Now the motherfucker get on here
right.
talking about he wouldn't run for 500, but he'll run for 1,000. That lying motherfucker.
Bob Weber wasn't even in the fucking lane.
Man, eat shit and bark at the fucking moon, you coward.
Yeah.
This motherfucking grown man got a lie on his dick like that.
For?
Look, it's making himself look bad. You sorry, weak motherfucker. And if you feel that way, fuck boy, lock Bush in now. How about that? Fuck your slow ass big block, your bathroom driving fucking ass. Lock him in now, big boy. Yeah, I thought so.
Listen, slow down.
Fucking put
slow
my
down.
Name in your fucking lying ass mouth.
I'm going to have you spelling this big story in a few minutes.
You ain't going to do a motherfucking thing but eat shit and bark at the moon, coward. Fuck you. That's why I stay away from you. I send Butch over there to talk to you because you an ignorant motherfucker, just like A4
right
said.
Useless. You are useless.
Dumb bitch. All right, Joe, you can move on. I just want to clarify that bullshit. And I'm glad I had witnesses that A-Ball and all the boys were
Kevin.
There.
Shit.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, Kevin? You have a good day? Did you have a good day
I was having a good day until I hear that motherfucker lie on me for no reason.
I feel you, bro.
My name in some bullshit that you know it ain't true.
Yeah,
I did not have one word with nobody in his camp about money, racing, or nothing.
Listen, you can keep talking. I'm going
to
keep talking.
I got 15 fucking witnesses that stood right there and heard the whole conversation. You ain't asked me shit.
Bitch, boy.
Oh, boy. Hey, boy, we done been down this. We know that motherfucker turned down 10-1 odds, 9-1 odds, and this motherfucker want to race for some money? Get the fuck out of here, man. Go play in traffic. Busy bitch.
How much did you want to race?
I think
I just got another deposit from him, so we'll be good.
Hold on a second, guys. I got to open up this mic.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, hold on a second. I got to open up this mic, you guys.
Guess what I thought.
Motherfucker got more pussy than most women I know.
Hold on a second, you guys.
Fuck off in the dirty hole, man. Fuck off, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Shit.
Well, you fucked around with the right one. You definitely got the right one on your side,
reject,
bitch.
Use a race reject, man. Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Here.
I got something else, you little fuck boy. I can show you what I'm about.
Fuck boy, these nuts.
I'm going to do that.
All right. Fuck boy, these nuts.
Go ahead. We're going to move on. We're going to move on.
Yeah,
hey, Kevin,
I'm going to
pull
my
feet on him at 500 feet.
Yeah, I got to open up. 973-7862. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. What's up, Gordo?
I can't call it out. You know, I overheard some things. I was kind of like trying to get together. I was calling in, but the other number was kind of full. I hit the one button before. I was waiting in when Tori was running his mouth.
We hit the one button. Call you out the first time. That number. You didn't answer.
I was trying to hit the one button, Joe, so I could tell Tori this, right? Everything that I've said that I'm going to do, I've done. I haven't seen Tori do shit in how many years? That's number one. Number two is everything that comes out of his camp got a heads up race with Charlie Brown. His weekend, he could pick it. When his zero goes to one or two or three or four. And he got some vacuum. And he's got some fucking oil pressure.
Oh, boy.
Another thing I can
listen,
touch on because you some more than my
Gordo. How many people did
you
really race? You had your Camaro. Both our cars at the track. You looked away. You did the look away game. All right,
Tori, you stop running your Camaro. You come with this.
But you already
you sound like this because I don't have oil pressure.
I'm going to clear this up. My car has a spare tire bucket in the trunk like a regular Mustang and everything. I'm all steel.
Tori, you got the brake for life.
I got the what?
You got the brake for life.
You a bullshit, bro. You say a lot of shit. Now, don't entertain that shit. Don't entertain that shit. He's a liar. He's a liar.
He got the break.
Let me ask you a question. He knows I don't have no offer. That's why he's talking like this. Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all know Gordo for a little bit. What has he really done except for this one race he just did? Like, are you serious? Bro, you can talk about me, but I've been out there a lot longer than you, Gordo.
Gordo,
why are you yelling? You can get your point across without yelling.
You sound just like Cliff Miller.
I am far from Cliff. Everybody knows me. You better check my fucking resume, my dude. I'm not arguing with you. But understand something. Oh, boy.
I want to know, do you want to race?
With no
all
pressure. Yeah, boy, with no all pressure. Yeah, with no all pressure.
You
got to
make sure these guys got all the pressure. You got to make sure that these guys are capable of going to the track.
Yeah. Ball, everybody. Y'all heard me say I didn't have all pressure, right?
You ain't doing nothing but talking. You're just talking.
You came on here because you and your film.
Tori, I'm not in my feelings. I'm telling you that race. I'm telling you you can't race the whole time you're talking.
Dude,
if
you tell me
race,
the Barack
to win.
I can't. What?
Ed, all you got to deposit to lock me in for your day. I'll race you at Fred Wheatley's show. I'll take my Camaro and fuck your Mustang up. Head up.
Hey, listen. Hey, everybody. Did everybody hear me say, when I get oil pressure, I'll be coming to see
you? So why
would
you on the
press
show talking about racing? Why are you on the press show talking about racing when you got the oil pressure?
Wait, hold. Gordo. I can talk on the grudge thing, just like you talk when you were using people's cars and shit not showing up. Like, come on, dude. I never had the ball car. I saw my shit. And that dead ass Camaro that you had, you were scared to death. You were scared to death for the longest. As soon as I lose all pressure, you got these big-ass balls. All right, I'm sure I do. What am I going to do, push the motherfucker across the finish line?
You been around for how long? Fat Albert, I want to talk to somebody. All
right, whatever. You never talk about nothing, Gordo. As a racer, you can't do shit. As a man, I respect you, but a racer, no, you ain't doing shit. All right, whatever, man. You borrow so many fucking cars and motors. I don't give a shit about all that.
No,
but trust me, when I have all pressure, listen, Gordo, calm down. Listen, let me talk to you, homie. Listen, when I get all pressure, you'll be the first person I whip your ass. You'll be the first person to get fucked up. And you said I got the break for life? Did you say I got the break for life?
Did you hear what I said? I said you got the fucking break. Now go get it.
All right. Well, remember that shit, y'all. I bet you he's going to fucking bush or don't show up at the track. I bet you that shit.
You've been a referee your whole life. You got a man here with no oil pressure that books no races
You coming on motors? Now I'm going to get into something. Now I'm going to be you. Hello. Are you coming on nitrous or motor?
That's a grudge racing. I'm not building bears. I'm grudge racing.
Not a problem. Since you don't want to say what you come with, keep your fucking hood closed, and we'll take
you.
Keep your.
I would rather you with Cliff Miller before I argue with Tori.
Oh,
because Tori is not valid. You got no oil pressure.
All right. I'm more valid than you. Trust me.
You're not valid. You got no oil pressure.
It's okay. But you don't have no fucking
oil
pressure. You shouldn't have no oil pressure right now. How about you grenade something and got hands to talk? Come on, man. Whatever, bro.
I'm going racing again.
I know.
I'm going racing again. You're still waiting for oil pressure.
Okay. I don't have to ball people shit. I have my own. That's why I'm waiting for oil pressure, because I'm not balling shit. I'm going to fuck you up on my own.
You do not
Roto,
talk. You talk.
I'm
you do not have oil.
Your ass.
Just let him say anything.
Your ass. So you saying, listen. You can say all that shit you want. I don't borrow motors. I got my own fucking motor, and I'm waiting.
You got the brake. You got the brake.
Can you give somebody some oil pressure?
Because he's wasting the show's time.
I'm not wasting. I wasn't saying shit. Does everybody agree? Was I quiet? I said what I had to say to A-Ball, and that was it.
Whatever.
And you're not a grudge racer. You're a pretender. That's why your ass got rid of that Camaro, because you wasn't fast enough. You got beat by a small block. You got beat by a small block with your big block. You got your ass whooped by a small block. Stock suspension Mustang. Whooped your ass. Ran out your wife. And you sold your shit. Denzel fucked you up. Oh, okay. Now you don't remember. You're right.
You're talking about 2010. We in 2022. Wake the fuck up. I own another Camaro.
But that's how long it's been since you've been out. That's how many years. You just redeemed yourself. You just came out.
I own two race cars. I done did more in my time.
All you want to do is argue, Gordo, and make yourself heard. Gordo, all you want to do is argue and make yourself heard, bro. Hey, Joe. Fat Albert, he got the show. Let him have the show. He got the show. He won the show.
Let's move on, bro.
Let it go. Come on, man. You and your feelings, bro, and there's no need. It's just racing. You and your fucking feelings. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, my dude. Whatever. 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 Anyway, so who else is coming on the mic? Who else coming on the mic to lock something in? I don't want to talk to no pretenders. I just want to hear what's going on. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Been around racing.
Is it over? Is it over?
We're going through this. How long you been around racing?
For some reason, your mic is coming in and out. That's a sign.
Hang up. That's a sign.
In it. You've been shut out, but you've been out of how long?
You clear now.
How long have you been in the race?
I'm about to shut this shit down.
How long have you been in the race, Fat Albert?
About 15, 20 years. A long time.
How did the man with no oil pressure get in the lane race?
What the fuck is he talking about?
You're talking about nothing because you can't go racing.
You're right. You can't either.
So what are
you
doing
only
on the
fucking
grudge
bluffing.
Show is what I'm saying. You're talking on the grudge show about
on,
what?
Because I can
what
be on the goddamn grudge show. Don't be in your feelings.
You're talking on
don't
the
be in your
show
feelings.
About what you're
don't
gonna,
be in your feelings. I was not talking to you. I wasn't talking to you.
No, you're saying what you're going to do. You're not going to do shit because you're not doing it.
All right, whatever. Anyway, like I said, 8-Ball brought you up. That's the only reason why I responded. I wasn't thinking about your ass, but 8-Ball brought you up. I defended myself. Don't get in your feelings because your ass is a liar and a fake-ass racer.
No, you're a fake-ass racer, bro. My thing is
you're a fake-ass racer.
You can't drive.
You're in your shit been fast. All your shit been slow. My wife, the Wrangler, will fuck your car up. Don't get it fucked up. Now, don't get it twisted. You bring your shit out. I'm going to bring a car. I'm going to drive it.
I
want to
lock you up for Fresh Show. I want to race that Fresh Show. Head up.
No, I'm going to run you at Echo.
I'm not running that echo. You sound dumb as hell.
What's wrong? What's wrong? I don't sound dumb. Well, I don't sound dumb. Didn't you have a fucking class and all that shit at echo?
Man, I know.
I'm dumb as
I know.
Sound
I know.
Dumb.
I know you're playing
pizza.
Stupid. I know you're playing stupid.
I don't
you
have.
Know, I'm not
listen.
Racing
listen.
No
listen.
More.
Listen. All right. Well, that's your problem. That's your problem. All right, what's your point? What's your point? You're not racing that echo. Whoopie fucking do. All right, if I give a quarter a round of applause, he's not racing that echo. All right, that's good for you. All right.
Every other track.
Are you done?
Any other track, you got to head up.
Are you done?
Whenever.
Are you done? No, I'm not running something that. No. I told you to keep your hood closed, and we're going to take another car, and we're going to take a spot from you. You want to run the eight, or you want to run a quarter?
When?
I'm
asking you when.
Bro, I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to talk. Are you
when? I'm asking you when.
I ain't doing all that. Hey, Fat Albert, so what's going on the road, man?
Yeah.
How's everything going out there?
Listen,
I'm
trying to tell you.
All right, that's what's up. At the end of the day, yeah.
This week, motherfucker,
I'll be whatever. I'll be whatever. But when I had oil pressure, you didn't talk shit.
Wait,
now I got down on oil pressure.
Listen.
You just like majority of the motherfuckers that go out racing up when it's snowing on the ground. Talk
hey,
real
when
tough,
I
and then when
I'm
shit
gets
dry, you bitch up. I promise you, you're going to bitch up.
Listen.
I'm going to fuck your wife up.
I go racing.
I go racing.
Do you not pay attention to the races I lock in?
I don't give a fuck about that. You did one and blew
racing.
The fuck up.
You don't do nothing.
You did one and blew
sorry,
the fuck
sorry,
up. How many races? I made
like,
laps
like
down the track.
Been,
how many
like
races did laps
that
you make?
They come back out. They can't.
Are you fucking serious?
That's what you sound like.
Hey, Fat Albert, none of y'all ever heard me talk about myself. Nobody ever heard me talk about myself like that. So I don't know what the fuck this fucking guy talking about. He's some crazy shit.
Talk about what you're going to do. All right,
whatever. All right, whatever. You don't either.
Not you.
Joe, open up some open mics.
Look. You can go ahead and scoop your brother car out the garage. Come get some of that. I got to come out and stop blocking.
Okay, whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Didn't you have an all fiberglass nose and shit before we tried to run you?
No.
You
I got an all steel
to lock you
I got an all steel 80 Camaro with a stop
hey,
blocking.
Hey, listen, and you're borrowing another car.
Is mine. You can't let me try again because it's mine.
You're borrowing another car. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I got a question for both of y'all.
Fat Albert.
I got a question for both of y'all. Hold up, Gordo. Hold on. I got a question for both of y'all. One person say they trying to race and they want to lock in. The other person saying they going to bring a car to race. Why is it that neither one of y'all can agree to a date and a track to race at?
I think everybody asked him. Wait a minute.
I think everybody know that Gordo said he ain't going back to ACCO for the reasons that he got going on with them people. So
that's fine.
What's the issue with locking in a race for somewhere else with a date and the time?
I was going to say that, but he kept cutting me off. I was going to say Cecil, and I was going to ask him. 8 mile or quarter
okay,
mile?
Okay, Cecil, when? We got Cecil, when?
8 mile
when?
Quarter
just say
mile.
When? Your mile. Your eighth and the quarter mile. We'll make two bets. We got to go through the whole track.
Two bets. We got to go. Anyway. All right, run the quarter.
And
you I'm going
to put you to the eighth, and I'm going to put you to the quarter.
Oh, God. Anyway. You said that you're going to come in closed hoods? Not a problem. You driving? And I ain't talking about driving to the lane. I'm talking about get your ass
we're
in there, put that seatbelt on.
We're
going
to see you. You're going to drive. I'm going to drive. Right.
And you're gonna,
we're going to go to Cecil. On what day are we going to see Cecil, Tori?
And you listen, hold on. And you're going to spot me. You're going to give me the back tire and the brake in the quarter?
You said you're going to run me head up, you just said, Tori.
But he said he's not. He told me that he's coming to win. I'm not like come
somebody
on.
Hang the phone up on this man, Fred. Somebody hang up on.
All right, listen.
Hold on, you sound stupid, bro.
You sound like a fucking reject.
Listen, Troy. He said he was giving your car a spot. You said you were coming with another car, closed hood.
No. Gordo said that. I didn't say that.
No, that's what you did. You said that.
I did not say close hood. I said he's coming close hood.
You
didn't
say close hood.
He said that. All right, whatever. All right. I know I didn't say that, but hey, I'm going to let it be. He was doing the majority of the talking, so I don't see how I said close hood. I never would say close hood.
He said he would give your car the back tire for life.
Right.
You said you was going to come with another car.
Yeah,
there you go. Because you're going to break for life. Correct. You said you had to break for life.
Okay. Right, but the closed hood shit never came out of my mouth. Because I asked him how he's coming. Nitrous or no nitrous? No, I asked him, is he coming with Nitro? No, no. He said, I'm coming to fucking win. I said, so since you come in closed hood, I'm going to bring another car, and we're going to take a spot. And that's why I kept asking him, eighth or the
okay,
fourth.
Okay, so, pause right there. You say you're going to come with another car if y'all come in closed hoods. But
we
he gave the spot
motor.
To
no,
your
no.
car.
No.
Right. You got to pay attention to
what
what
you're saying. I am paying attention. I'm not going to sit here and play this game where I'm not coming with nitrous. We do not own nitrous. We don't own turbo, and
okay,
we don't
okay,
own
sorry,
turbo.
Sorry, sorry. I'll let you say what you're going to say.
Wait
a minute. Let's simplify this shit to get the race going. You're not coming with nitrous. He coming with nitrous.
Right.
What spot does your motor car need from his nitrous car at Cecil in the quarter?
I said it already, the back tie and the brake.
He got it.
Hold on 1 second.
You got it. You come with another car, full down. Body like me. No. Listen, you come with another car, full body like me, you got any spot you want.
Damn. All right, bro. All right.
And if you come with your personal car, if you come with your personal car, motor,
I don't have oil pressure. Stop bringing the car up. I don't have oil pressure. Leave the car alone.
You just said something interesting. Can I speak now? You just said something interesting. You said that you're coming with a car on motor. I'm going to take my black Camaro, Kodak Black, and run your head up motor to motor.
You driving?
And I'm not borrowing nobody's car. That's my own motherfucking car that I raced already off the jack stand.
All right, but you keep jumping on me. I keep telling you I had no oil pressure, but you keep fucking with me.
Where's your friend's all motor car? Because I want to run him now with my all motor car.
All right, and I'm texting him right now. When is it available?
Tell me, all I need you to do is.
I already know the spot that I wanted.
You got to make sure you got permission to go racing. You
got
to call Joe Gray with a deposit.
Y'all do know this ain't going nowhere, so I don't even know why we're going through the
I don't know why you're talking anyway.
I'm just making a point clear.
You're not making no point clear.
This man is up here.
You're trying to bully somebody that don't have a fucking oil pressure.
He's up here talking and entertaining people when he can't do nothing because
we get both of your points, but this ain't going nowhere. So it's
Wait, James, I understand what you're saying, but he's come on here being a fucking gorilla when he's a fucking mouse.
But
the only reason why he's a gorilla is because
Did I not say that I'm going to race him how he wants to race?
Whatever, man. You're supposed to say that when somebody's not ready.
Did he not go borrow his friend's car to race me and still can't post?
I text him. Listen.
Okay, so why you speaking on shit you can't do? Why are you speaking on shit you got to ask permission for?
Hold up, Gordo. Let's wait for the set.
Listen, when I lock in a race, I just lock it in, and then I make the phone call.
This is a waste of time, and y'all can see it's a waste of time. I'm surprised.
Hey, Dave, I'm just making my point that this man is just talking nonsense.
Listen, did anybody hear me talking shit to anybody?
Yeah,
no,
you're talking nonsense.
You're talking shit just by getting on the show with no oil pressure. You're over talking, dude. You're worse than a chick. Seriously.
Listen, you're mad. You're mad because
Whatever.
I'm being real with you. You ain't doing shit.
Mad? Are you serious?
You are mad right now because you can't do shit.
Tori, right now you can't do shit. All right, whatever. All right, you're right.
All right, you're right.
We burning up airtime. It's like James is going on.
When he get the text back,
maybe we can lock up me and Dan, but let's move on.
Hey, Frank, Christmas
is
coming twice a year this year. You hear me?
Thank you.
Hey, Fat Albert. Yes, sir.
Did y'all send out a text or did it only go out to select people? Because I didn't get shit today, and I'm a little perturbed about that.
Nah, he didn't send out no
about
text.
What?
He didn't send out no text.
About what text, DJ?
About the show?
No, he didn't send out no text, CJ. No text.
I didn't send out no text. Oh, about the show today?
Yeah, I didn't get one either. Sometimes Joe don't do that. You just got to know that.
The text went out.
Well, everybody didn't get it. Maybe shit happens, man.
I got one.
I had sense enough to know to tune in.
My man called me.
I didn't get it. I felt like I'm missing out on something.
No, mine
I didn't get
came
it either, but I called to make sure.
Mine came on instant
I'm
message.
I'm sorry about it, bro. I'll make sure
message.
I double check.
Hey, guess what? I don't never get it.
Hey, Trick.
I must be special.
Tricky Ricky. Yeah. See, I always go out on the special group.
Oh, that's what it is?
Text. Yeah.
How do you get on that special text list? You got to be a vet. You got to have a certain amount of wins under your belt or something. How that work?
Nah, you got to
yeah,
go
that.
You got to
What happened with me?
He got it. Come on now. I know I got you.
No, you ain't got me, Joe. No more banana pudding,
goddammit. Avon, all Avon got to do is text me, and I always let him know. Don't worry about that, Joe. I got Avon. He's trying to start that shit.
Yeah, Avon, cut their ass off from the pudding, Avon. Cut their ass off.
Cut them all.
Cut their motherfucking pudding off. Fuck the water. Cut their pudding off.
Don't do that. Please.
Hey, Albert, can you hear me, Albert?
Yes, sir, Cliff. Yeah, Cliff, I hear you.
Let me tell you something. I never took the viewers through all this shit about a lock-in. Motherfuckers laugh
at
me.
Yes, but my lock-ins
don't take that long.
That's bull.
I'm going to say what I say.
Say that again, Cliff.
Don't take that long, Fat Albert, but his car takes 30 seconds to get down the track.
I don't know what's slower, his lock-in process or his car. That's where I was going. I think his car is slower,
really. When his car left, I looked at my Nikes and said I could do better.
I looked at my
golf cart and said I could do better. You know better than that. Leave it alone, boy.
You know better than that, Cliffy. You know better than that.
Hey, Cliff, that motherfucker's slow, Cliff. I ain't even going to lie to you.
You don't even believe that.
Hey, Cliff, don't bullshit. I was going to get some chicken with Joe down the golf cart. I felt I was going faster down the track.
Yeah, it kicked me off. Goddamn.
So he got in the burnout box, right? I'm standing on the fence. He gets in the burnout box. I walk down to the lady with the pina colada frozen drinks. I got one. I come back. He was going past 60 foot.
Hey, Rob, let's me and you joke and smoke after the 29th. We're going to see what's happening. Me and you officially have to.
Nah,
we'd
never be friends.
Nah, Cliffy, don't ask for a lot.
You got a raise. You got a raise.
I said smoke.
Just take it as that.
The 29th of what?
Different son. A neck. I'm coming for your neck. You don't understand?
You were doing what?
I'm coming for your neck.
I've already beat you.
So
because you still talking
you
about
never
me.
Beat it. See, your mind talking to you again. You ain't beat Elbow, and you never
was it
will.
A punk out? All right, do we need to back it up and figure out whether you paid me punk
my
out
man,
or punk?
Man, does that $300 excite you? You didn't get there first.
No,
I didn't get there
no. I wanted to drag your ass. That's why I was pissed off at you because
you
wasted my whole
do,
day, and I wanted to fuck you up for the whole pot. But instead, you paid your punk out money like a weak little girl. I don't understand shit you say because you fucking half retarded, motherfucker.
Yeah, you go
again.
Hey,
Cliff. I gotta thank you because I won money off of you from James. So I want to thank you. All right. Did you hear what I said, Cliff?
Well, I heard what you said, but I don't know what you mean. I'm slow.
Ask James what I mean.
You
oh, hey, James. James Corner, you on here?
Yeah, you did.
Hey, James, tell Cliff how I got your money.
I don't remember how.
You don't remember how? That's $5. What I told you, who we bet on?
I forgot.
I bet you $5 that Cliff was not going to race 8-ball.
and he let you down.
Oh,
no, yeah. That was good money. James, get your money back.
Nope.
You want to fight. Uh-oh. You know what? Take the loss. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But I take that $5 bet, Marcus.
No, I like James' money. Me and James, we always do $1, $5 here. You know what I mean?
Then you know what? Then you know, write a book about that. I need it 2 years from now.
Hey, Marcus.
What the fuck you want me to
Marcus.
What up, Rob?
I'll bet you $20 and a half bushel of crabs that motherfucker won't race me that weekend down at MIR.
Damn.
Bet me 20
Lord,
more. Numbers. Bet me 20 more. Like.
Hey, Rob.
Is there a DP up? Is there a DP up?
Yeah.
That's all y'all
need to know. It's
long. Hey, Rob, I'm going to go ahead and take that bet, all right? Hey, Rob, I'm going to go ahead and take that bet because listen, either way, we're going to eat crabs that day, all right?
Motherfucker, that's what I'm talking about. Call Blackwell, tell him
that's
have
right.
a bushel down there. We're going to
go
eat some crabs and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah,
that's right, because that's what we do,
we're
right?
We're going to feed some motherfucking crabs and some motherfucking corn right there at the track, whether Crispy
Pig
fuck out or not. I hope he don't,
right.
but I'm still going to eat crabs on his ass.
Hold on.
Is he going to be cooked already?
You know what I'm going to do, Marcus? I got the $300 still in my pocket. I've still got the $300 from my pocket from Galat, and we're going to spend Cliffy's $300 on them crabs. How about that?
That sounds like a great plan, my man.
Do I need to bring my steamer?
Hey, Cliff.
Yes,
bring your steamer.
Help, man.
Yeah, James.
Hey, Cliff, do you see how teamwork do the dream work? I mean, that's some motherfucking shit, ain't it? That's what we do. We
that's
do
right.
it on top of you.
Look, we just
I'm
got
a
half bushel of crabs.
Marcus, I'm
we got a steamer.
The only thing I say is you get your ass beat that day, and Paul got his ass beat that day. Out of all the ratio.
Listen to me. No, you said this day, you talking about the race coming down to MIR?
Yeah.
I seen the team get the ass beaten the same day. And you know what? I'm trying to repeat that on me for your two boys.
Okay, you're a dreamer. I got it, man. You're a dreamer, man. Every motherfucker's got
to
have hope. Hope is free, Cliffy. Hope is fucking free.
There you go.
But it ain't going to be free that fucking day.
Listen,
hope is free, motherfucker.
Talk it, baby.
I told you what I was going to do with your paper mache ass.
Listen, Joe.
Hey, Cliff.
You're not going to hear none of this.
Hey, Marcus, you know what I'm going to do? Marcus, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get one fucking raw oyster and crack it on the half shell right next to that female crab so you can eat the oyster and get it on with the crab.
Listen, man.
Come on, man.
Best lunch you're going to have all fucking weekend right there, brother. I'll even buy a bottle of fucking Crown Apple and pour you a motherfucking shot and set it next to the half oyster on the half shell and that bitch crab just for your paper mache motherfucking ass.
Meanwhile, Marcus,
I told the motherfucker I was going to pull the chute on him at 500 feet and still beat his fucking ass.
I bet you $50 you're going to pull that shoe.
You ain't got no money on the wood, so you can't talk to me.
I bet you think you're not in front of me. I got a good friend of mine
that's a special ed teacher.
Hold on.
I'm gonna take that back. You said you got fifty dollars. You said you got $50. He gonna pull the shoe. That's what you said.
In front of me.
Speak the fuck up, you gangster 101 page 3.
I just said it 100 fucking times. You need a hearing aid.
He
say
it again,
motherfucker. Say it
he
again.
He said he won't do it.
Don't start talking concrete cowboy. What
you said?
So you said you got $50 that says I won't pull the shoot on you.
In front of me. In front of me.
Dang. Make it 100. Make it 100. There you go. I'm sick of you. Make it 100.
I said 50. Take it or leave it.
Make it 100. I came in for my 1,000. You came in for your 1,000 to my 500. So come on with it. I tell you what. I tell you, come on with it. Come on with it. Bet 100.
Antoine.
He said 50.
Don't let $50 stop you. Don't let $50
bet it.
Stop you.
God damn it. I want more money. I bet.
Bet. You're not pulling your shoot in front of me. $50 is a
bet. 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 I will write that down. Thank you.
Albert,
your money feels good.
Listen, write that shoot down
in
red ink. He's not
Antoine.
Pulling that shoot in front
Antoine.
Of me.
Antoine,
I heard what he, said.
That's a sucker bet. That's a sucker bet.
I heard what he said. He said he's got to pull. He said he's got to pull the shoot in front.
I told you that's a sucker bet because he ain't going out there. So if he don't go out there, you can't pull it.
Damn it.
Oh,
if he don't go out there, he ain't getting paid. If he go out there, he getting paid.
Albert, you got that down, Albert. Albert, do you got that down?
You ain't going out there, motherfucker. You're going to be too caught up with
Albert,
that shot of crown,
that
fucking
that
oyster on the half shell and that female crab. That shit going to distract you so
Albert,
fucking bad
you
that you ain't
that
even
going
to be able to find the stage.
Right,
so wait a minute.
Hey, Albert.
Or his team is going to tell him don't take that bet. Did your team tell you
Albert,
not to take the 9-1, or is
down.
That just your pink panties tell you that shit? I think it's your pink panties
hey,
you're
now,
wearing that fucking
hey, day. Hey, Clem. Now, this is the kicker now. You got to eat that crab whole. You got to eat it whole without putting that shit out. You got to bite in that motherfucker and finish it. That's what you, if you lose, that's what you got to do.
Man, I don't know how to eat no goddamn crab, man. You crazy.
Well, we're show people.
I really
show
don't. I don't know how to eat the crab, man. I don't know how y'all break that shit out. So I can't.
You don't know how to drag race either, but you say you're a grudge racer.
Oh, shit.
Rob is
right.
On your ass, boy. God.
Listen, but Rob, from him,
he's
him,
more
he
on your ass than he was Bruce Styles. God damn.
Listen, but I'm not.
And
going
I made
big
that motherfucker
time.
Sell
you
that
heard?
Car.
You heard? I'm not going big time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep my. Thing.
How much you want for elbow?
You
scrapyard's paying $8 a hundred. Motherfucker, I'll buy and sell you twice.
Now
fuck
lying.
That car.
Now you're lying.
You need
now
you need to
lying.
Sell it to somebody that has that
no,
has.
No, you need
potential.
To shut
I
the
mean,
fuck up and not worry.
It's a pretty
about
car. I like the
you
paint
can.
Job on it. I do, Cliffy. I'm trying to give you a compliment. I like the paint job, but it's all the rest of the shit's fucking raggedy as fuck. Save
that
paint job. You might have. You might be able to start there.
Since you mentioned me, pink panties. How about this? You want to add put pink panties on the loser's head that day?
How about this? I put it in my parachute.
Oh, you trying to do
when I go
you heard what I just said. You heard what I just said.
But now, what you trying to do your man shit, right?
Around the head.
Yeah. He trying to pull some
but anyway, listen, guys. It's been real fun, man. I thought some real fucking boxing was going to kick off today, man. I mean, a show like this separates the fucking men from the boys. You know, rather you got Mustang.
You just,
Malibu,
why are you on
it?
Why are you on
this
it? Then why the fuck
car.
Are you on it?
I thought this
then why are you on
was separation.
Then why
you,
are you on it? Then why are you on it?
You're locked, son.
Then why are you on it?
Because I want you locked. And I got you where I want you. All right? Now you
had
what
me
I
where
mean.
You wanted me before, too, and you paid me fuck out. So, whatever. We eating crabs on you, Cliffy. Just know this. I got more of your money than you got of mine.
For now. For now.
Hey, Rob, are you saying that shit with a smile on your face? I am. I'm standing on my front porch with a smile on my
well,
face.
Well, that shit sounds so fucking disrespectful. I just want to say that.
It is. It was disrespectful. It was meant to be.
Oh.
Because there's nothing respectable about it. There's nothing
Cliffy,
respectable about his whole
Cliffy.
Fucking race game. Anytime you go take a man's deposit because he's hit fucking 501, 502 in
the
fucking
here's
lane,
the
that's
here's
some
deal,
punk bullshit.
Here's the deal, gentlemen. That blue pickup and that black pickup has never beat Elbow. I paid
because
off
you won't get wet.
Now I'm coming to get
mine.
I'm coming to get
mine. We both got a comment that you paid deposits
to
both trucks. So make it make sense, Cliffy.
You paid
what
the pilot to bump
front. We locked in. What don't you understand, man?
You're not locked in. Mount Auburn ain't got your fucking cash out.
I gave you the one that went, you wouldn't go back out there.
I gave him all three things in 9-1 odds, and he wouldn't go out there.
I didn't ask you for it. I didn't ask you for no 1-1, no 2-2, no 3-3. I didn't ask you or that boy none of that shit.
Then you really are dumb. Then you really are dumb.
No, you're
somebody offers you all that shit and you don't take it, you're fucking dumb.
With a brick. You're going to
hit with
a brick. Yeah,
okay.
You don't understand. You stupid. You're going to get hit with a brick.
Okay.
You ever been hit with a fucking brick before?
You know, Antoine, didn't his mechanic, didn't you offer a bet with his mechanic for $1
listen,
he wouldn't take
man,
it?
Man,
he wouldn't take 50 cents.
Stop,
pocket
mentioning
change.
My mechanic.
He wouldn't take the bet.
And since you talking,
you listen to him. You listen to
can,
your team.
Can,
you listen to your team members, remember?
No.
My team said I can't take that race. Well, I respect my team. You know,
And I do.
Do you? No, do you? Then I wouldn't show up with that junk you got and call them your team. That's what I would do, because you know why? Because
you know
if you really are a team, then you come fucking correct. That's what you do.
You
come fucking correct. That's what you do. You're a member of a team. You come fucking correct. Unless you're the weak link of the team. Maybe your team's stronger than you. I bet they are. And if they are stronger than you, then they should find another fucking home.
Mr. Cardboard, what is
because you're weak as fuck. You are so fucking weak, paper mache ass.
I'm going to bend your ass over, and you're going to like it.
Hey, Clem,
what kind of shit is that to say to a man?
Right.
Damn.
See, you know what I mean? Well, look, so, you know what? I'm just going
to
stop talking shit to you. I'm just going
to
stop talking shit to you because there's nothing that I can say that will make you look any worse than the shit that comes out of your mouth. You ought to just sit quietly, Cliffy. Just sit fucking quietly and accept the fact you still ain't put the fucking deposit up. I've already sent my fucking money.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Rob, he said his lie. Cliffy never been a man to back off his words. I will say that.
He did what?
So, you know
pardon
I mean?
Me?
I say Cliff ain't never been a man to back off his words. So he said it's locked, right?
I don't know that.
Yes, he did, Marcus. Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's locked, Rob.
It's locked.
It's locked, Rob.
Okay.
I'm going to say
whatever.
Say Cliff is a man.
I wanted to lock the whole pot since, you know, it's $1,000. It's pocket change. I wanted to lock the whole pot, but he backed the fuck off
son,
on that talking
about
you're going to do it my way. You're going to do it my way.
It's not about the money.
It's about dragging your motherfucking ass.
It's not That's about
right.
the money, son.
It's about me pulling that chute at 500 feet and still beating your ass.
Well, you heard what I said.
I don't give a
you
fuck where you're at on a race track. I'm going to pull
me.
It at 500 feet, and I'm still going to beat you. I don't give a fuck if you're on my bumper. I'm still going to pull it fucking at 500 feet and still beat your ass.
You stupid.
That's a fucking fact.
You stupid.
Well, you're stupid
fact,
for
you
not
stupid,
taking the 1-1 that I gave you. You're stupid
you
for not taking all three things in drag racing on 9-1 odds.
I don't need that
because you're
you.
Fucking weak.
I'm going to show the world that your pickup.
But you know what?
Shit.
But you know what's going to give you a little courage that day? You know what's going to give you a little courage that day? When you take that shot of Apple Crown and fucking take it and you eat that oyster and you look at that fat fucking female crab there, boy, you're going to feel like $1,000,000.
Yeah,
that's
what
you're talking
about. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. That female crab gonna make him feel like a female.
Hey, listen, that female crab is all of what you're talking about, Antoine. I mean, Marcus, I'm gonna bring that motherfucker home. It's all of what you're saying. I'm gonna bring that bitch home.
Come on.
Tinker ride
all
the way
back
to Jersey with that stinking ass crab in his car.
That old crab is all that. I'm gonna bring that bitch home. Hey, but hold up. I'm just fucking with y'all. I don't go to the beach for dinner or breakfast. So I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I work with you.
You talk about drag racing 3 or 4 hours a week and don't know what the fuck you talking about there either. So I don't know.
But I'm going to whip your ass. Mm. I'm going to whip your ass. Mm.
Marcus, come on, man. What you said, Marcus? I asked him. I told him after he eat that female crab, he's gonna feel like one.
He ain't gonna be laying trying to rock to lay some eggs under, is he?
What is it?
We're going to teach you something about drag racing, and we're going to teach you something about crabs and corn. That's what we're going to teach you about.
Hey, Cliff, you like mustard? Do you like mustard, Cliff? Do you like
Dijon,
mustard?
Dijon.
He don't know nothing about that
Dijon,
either.
Okay.
If it's Dijon.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Dijon.
Yeah. Hey, I just want, you know, because I'm not like most people. My man can't do it right now because he's doing a thing with his family. So I ain't going to, I'm going to just let everybody know that race is off the table with Gordo. That's why you try to do your dirt with your own shit because you ain't got to rely on other people. But it is what
it is.
Right, right.
Tori, you ain't missing nothing. Gordo ain't nothing but a fucking hot bowl of eggs, man. You ain't missing nothing, Tori. Fuck Gordo on this bull round. Fuck.
You're right. You're right about that.
You just said Gordo alive right now talking about you.
That's fine,
see,
whatever.
That's all people do. Talk. But listen,
that's it.
That money go up ain't nothing to talk about. Be about it. You know how many times a day you motherfuckers read and talk. Man, fuck that. It come a time where you got to be about it.
Let's just think about this. This man has been down since 2010, he said. I just lost all pressure last year. Do you know how many fucking years was in between there that he could have got me? But once he found I had all pressure, now all of a sudden we got big balls and everything. It's whatever. We'll see if he got that same energy in a minute.
That's all it takes, man.
Just a question. You said you just lost all pressure, but he was racing a little while ago.
I'm sorry, say that again? Oh,
you said when he had that...
Right.
Yeah, we had that kaboom at Galop.
He had that kaboom. Okay. His driver had that kaboom. Get it right now.
Him driver, they seen. What? Who would
have the
booted?
Wait a minute. Gordo wasn't even driving?
No.
Oh, my God. And he's talking about what I'm doing. All right, I'm done. All right, I'm going on mute.
His driver was the boom, or so they say.
That's a
damn shame.
He even put that work
you
in himself.
That's a damn shame. It's a lot of lines you got to read between with these jokers, man. Like them other cats with them crab dudes. Man, listen. And I'm talking to you one-on-one. We know each other long enough. I keep it 100 with you. Fuck them dudes. Gordo, too. How about that?
Hey, Cliff. Watch your mouth. Be careful. Marcus.
Listen to this.
I'm just telling you, watch it.
Boys, take this. Marcus, let your boys take this.
He gonna find out, Marcus.
Marcus, let your boys take this on their own. And after I get it to them, then speak your piece.
Hey, I got 8-ball hitting me in the pocket.
I got Cliffy scratching before he gets to the burnout box.
What pocket, Marcus?
The corner pocket. The tightest one.
It's 8 pockets on the fucking pool table. It's a whole lot.
That's
of
where you're wrong.
Pockets.
It's 6, dumb motherfucker.
Well,
six.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you.
Stupid.
How many?
See, there we go again.
All right. It's 6. I'm looking at a pool table right now. But let me ask you this: how many pockets
you have
goddamn come that day?
It's eight pockets, just like the fuck I said.
What? Okay.
Hey, just like
the
fuck I said.
Cliffy.
Please seek
some professional help.
hey, what's the date again? What's the date?
You don't do it for yourself, do it for your family.
What's the date of this race again?
Memorial Day weekend.
One said Labor Day, one said Memorial. What is the date?
Man, it's May 29th.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is in the spring. Labor Day.
Listen. I'm thinking right now. I just need to know the date.
May 29th.
All right. Man, I'm just sitting on some crown apples. Hey, Chicken Ricky, I can't fuck that Sean, I can't fuck that.
Listen, when you say crown apple, I thought back to the
Clippy, I can't do it. I'm going to do you a favor, Clippy. I'm getting off the phone, so have fun with you.
See you later. Talk to you later.
You got a paper mache ass, motherfucker.
Adios.
See ya.
Whatever the fuck you want to hear, which one you understand? Beat it. Bye.
Hey,
my mic sounds nice. Who else is out there? Album, man, get your stats up, man. Who the fuck else want to lock in, man? Everybody, I'm only one fucking Indian fucking with all these cowboys, man. I can't take it, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm one fucking Indian. I got to deal with all these cowboys, man. Damn, man.
No, I don't think so, Cliff. I think they say they had a Navajo,
Hey,
Cliff, I got a question for you.
What's that?
I got an off Nova that's going to be there.
Man, I can't race nobody
listen
else.
To me.
I ain't racing nobody else. I ain't listening to you.
But hold up. Cliff, come on, man. Patronize with me, okay? Listen, I got an all motor Nova that is looking for a little action. And it'll run for your kind of pot. If you looking, you know, to get your gas off some more that day.
Well, I ain't looking for more than what I already got.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna goddamn give you some corn this time. I wasn't gonna just let you go home with some female crabs. I'm gonna give you ear corn. But that's cool.
I appreciate that. Listen. I'll take the money instead, man, if that's all right.
Okay, partner. All right, that's cool. Hey, hold up. If Long Island Joe were here, tell him I said he can get that all more than over. Now tell him I said it. Wake him up. Joe, your phone ringing. Tell him what I said. He can get that all motor note. And then guess what? It's green just like his car. Now, we can battle the greens.
Hey, Marcus, you know, he say
he was on the other line with them promoters
at 8:30. What's the name?
Marcus,
is it the green over? You talking about?
Mark. Yes.
You talking about the green? Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Which green stripe will be put on which green car? Battle of the green cars. Yes, sir.
Hey,
that one down there at Woodstock, was that y'all?
Yeah, that's one of them. Nitrous car around this motherfucker.
That's the one. You got
to think when I say that loud. Care, man. I got to go, too.
Come on,
I'm out of here, man. Y'all be peace. Y'all take care. Albert, later.
Eugene Hamlin might say something about that, Antoine.
He's seen the pants. He ain't going out there.
Okay. Hey, Antoine.
Yes,
Antoine. Come with us. Race for hold on. Don't you think that could be a good race for Betty? Heavy Betty.
Cool. And Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Perfect race, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
All right, then. Make it happen.
I'll make it happen.
find out if they plan on coming, and find out if Hattie Betty still looking for action. Because they both are still all glass three cars.
Correct.
But the difference is Sasquatch is stop block.
Correct.
That's right. Anybody got the anybody know the heavy Betty class? I mean the heavy Betty people on here. I heard he was listening last week.
Cut album.
Yes, sir.
You gonna be ready this year?
Yeah, I will be out this year.
When you making your debut?
I'm shooting for, well, hopefully by Memorial Day. But it don't look too good. I'm just waiting on the heartbeat.
Hey, Fat Albert, if you had a heart like Cliffy, you wouldn't need nothing.
Who was that just asked me what I'd be?
I think that was Ricky.
Oh, he on the list. You know you on the list. You were the top three.
Hey, Rick,
you might get off. You might get all friends around the same time, but I'm ready for you.
Yes, sir. You know you on the list. And I will be on 275.
I don't care what you want. I done had a little more practice than you, so I'm ready.
But I don't drive anyway, so it don't matter about the practice.
Hey, Rick, when you coming back up?
Meet in the car. Go ahead, Marcus.
Cranberry, baby. I said, when you come back up, Rick?
Shit, man. My man just talking about he needs some money oils and pistons today, so I don't know. Hopefully not long.
I got you. I tell you, man, like, I can't, you know.
I waited three months for a real main cap.
Yeah, it's terrible on parts, but what's even more terrible to me is that people have old personal cars.
Your phone going out, Marcus.
Hold on.
Yeah, your phone going in and out.
Hold on. What about now? I'm better. I'm on Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Yeah. But what I was saying, man, it's like it don't take a whole lot of money to drag race, and it's terrible. People are spend $500 to get to the track just to test and shake down. When $100, you can go out there beside somebody, and give the fans a race. You know, like it will be so much more grudging and so much more fun in the DMV area if people just out there and just have fun, stop worrying about taking an L. You know what I mean? Like I really don't understand it.
Let me personally say this: if it wasn't for the fact that, let me start by just saying this. I'm just saying. Let me put that out there. I'm all for what you're saying. I don't think that people who test their shit year in and year out should still have to go to the track and shake down to know what they shit going to do. That comes from saving data, writing shit down, recording shit, you know what I mean? So when you do go to the track, you know what the fuck your shit going to do in these conditions, blah, 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 blah. My issue was I was all over the place for about 2 years. I'm kind of straight now.
Once I get my shit back, I'm gonna make a hit. I'm ready to go.
Oh yeah, I already know you a race. That's a difference. You know what I mean? Than what the people that I was talking about. Like I said, it don't take a whole lot, man. You know, damn. I mean, motherfuckers be in the state 4 hours. You know, goddamn, keep a shot of motherfucker 400 hours and just get, you know what I mean, get your gas off. That's what the fans want to see, grudge races. They don't want to see people shake down.
That is exactly why I say anybody that get in a grudge game needs to have class race, done some form of class racing before they try to grudge race.
Yes, I agree.
I don't care if it's bracket racing, index racing, heads up racing, whatever. You got to do some form of racing before you try to grudge race. That way you ain't got to keep doing all this shaking down shit. You know what your shit going to do because you got to be ready to go round one qualifier. You know
absolutely. That's straight facts, man. That's straight facts. You know, one thing about, people look down on, they talk shit about class racers, bracket racers and all that shit. But one thing about a motherfucking bracket racer and a class racer, they got a book. And every pass, they got that shit written down from the DA to the water grains to the wind down to the goddamn, you know what I mean, the light they cut. You know what I mean? So people need to, they can learn a lot from a motherfucker that run a class, you know, instead of, you know, laughing at them, for real. But, you know, I don't try to educate people because they still going to say, oh, you a class racer, da-da-da, this and the third. But one thing about us, we going to write our shit down. We're going to keep our shit in file. And I know we can come up the trailer with anybody, you know, fast or slow. We can come up the trailer with anybody. And ain't got to worry about whether I'm going to knock the car off or whatever. You know, I play a true gambler should come off the trailer at any track, don't give a damn about what it is. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. But everybody don't feel like that. A lot of people like to just go to the track and shake down, man. And I just don't, I think that's just one of the downfalls of grudge racing, man. It's the shaking down.
Hey, let me say this. Styles used to say some shit, and it kind of, because it's Styles, it's not received the way it should be, but it make a lot of sense. If you go to the casino and you gamble, when you put your money on the line, you can't put a little bit down to bet. You got to bet what you're going to bet. You can't take the shit back. So grudge racing should really be the same. The car don't know whether you're running for a little bit or a lot. But you should try to go out there and race for a little bit. If you're going to gamble, you're going to gamble.
You got to go there.
So put your money out there and race and get the shit over with.
Win or lose. Win or lose. That's just like rolling the dice. You put $200 on a number six, and goddamn it, a seven pop up. You lost your money. Money points, same money gone. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be about, oh, man, I don't know. I got this all I got. But, man, listen, if you go gamble it. And fuck out, turn out. As long as you got enough money to get back home, get yourself something to eat, some gas money, bad shit. Let's go. That's how I see it. But, you know, Styles, he not going to. The thing about Styles, though, he could talk that game, but he never do it. You know, now he got his small tar car for sale, and he ran nobody. But what, you know what I mean? But on a crazy number, which I I'm not a man to knock somebody when they claim they got into it. But come on, man, at least goddamn make that bitch prove it. If you goddamn go,
hey, well, you say that like that, he going back to big time.
I mean,
Mark.
I've seen less for more.
To a big time car.
I've seen less for more, Mark.
I got you. Well, you know, I'm just saying, man, like, for the ones that's listening and don't participate on the shows or, you know what I mean, just rather step back and listen. Man, listen, y'all go to the track, man, try some shit, man. $100, you know what I mean, $100, $200, try some shit. You'll feel good about yourself, even if you lose. That's just what it is. That'll stop a lot of the just shakedowns and all that one
right,
single lane.
Mark, right,
shit.
What you just said? You got guys that'll shoot a man down because he want to run for $200, $300, $400. They shoot him down.
Yes.
So ain't nobody going to step out there. I mean, why y'all, I'm not saying
that out.
But why do a person, yeah,
you get mad at a man because he want to run for $400. If that's what that man wants to run for, then that's what he can run for. There's no need to shoot
right.
him down and talk bad about him. Hey,
I never understood that.
You know,
I feel
why,
like
why
if you
down,
feel like
you know?
Can beat a motherfucker for $400, take run that motherfucker
take
as much as you can for $400 and keep taking this fucking $400.
That's
good
right.
Good report. You know.
Fat Albert, that's a good
yeah.
bet for some people, man, especially when they got to bet it themselves and they ain't got no
exactly.
followers, you know.
Hey, Money Mike.
Because some people don't got nothing to give away, so they don't bet with some people.
Good damn report. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When you go to the track and you bet on other cars and you lose money, I ain't talking about no, you know, $20, $30. You lose $500,000, you know, shit like that, betting on another
quick.
Car.
Quick,
yeah.
When we was in good luck pockets, like when James, we didn't
saying,
the car that we
right?
drunk, we didn't race, right, man. And my boy, he start off. I'm thinking we gonna bet little fives and tips. Man, that dude hit me right upside the head the first race, and I went downhill all day.
That's what I said.
I got two bets.
I got two bets
on Long Island cars, and they brought me back.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was down
right.
1,200. I got back like 700, so I thought of that was a
right.
win.
Yeah, that was a win. But I say that to say this. People will rather bet on somebody else and lose all their money and bet on themselves and take a chance to lose a little bit of money. Come on, man.
No, you know why, though, Marcus? Because the first thing they're going to say, you didn't beat me in my car. You didn't beat me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. 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 I get the other side.
I hear that regular. I hear it all
I
the
get
time.
That.
I don't care if I drive Marcus Nova. I lost. I got my ass whipped. I can't say you ain't beat my car. That's some punk shit.
You got my money. You got my money regardless.
Yeah.
It's just
you whipped my ass. But still, regardless, if I would have won, I'm going to say what? Oh, I whipped your ass. It wasn't your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
Thank
you.
Be on
thank
track.
You. That's all I'm saying.
I hate
that's
to
exactly
use,
what I'm
I
saying.
I hate to use this word, but motherfuckers be on some gay shit.
Well, listen, I've never used that excuse. That's not even my vocabulary. If a motherfucker
that's all
if
I'm
money,
saying.
Oh, man, you got my money off of this man. That shit don't mean nothing. I want to drive. Man, listen, you got a motherfucking money, you got his money. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
It's no different. You know what I mean? It's no different.
But I'm
it's
quite
no
sure we hear it all the time on all
nice
kind
game.
Of shows or even face
yeah,
to face. Yeah.
yeah.
But you know, I'm going to ask y'all something too, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
All right. If you ain't in a camp, right, and we
uh-huh.
cool, right, or even
right.
my homeboy, if you can beat me out of my money playing poker, what's wrong with me if I ain't in your same camp saying I'll fuck you up with your car and my car? Explain
right.
that one to me.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers lose friendship over these cars, though. But we can sit at a dice game or a poker place. You know what I mean? But that's
mm-hmm.
cool. But you just beat me
see,
out of $2,000 shooting dice,
mm-hmm.
but I lost $500 on a car. But I'm a lose friend because you faster than me, or I lost.
Hey, look.
How pro
guys
Joe say makes sense out
camp.
Of the nonsense to me.
And we laugh. We ran each other. Lose or win, we still right there together. But see,
and guess
that
what?
Just,
that
just right
that
there.
Car
guys don't,
the fat
don't know how to. They don't know
race.
How to. That's right there. There's a guy that don't know how to win.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't know how
but
to
then
win.
Again, if you whip my ass, Fat Albert, and we in the same camp, which camps really don't work, I know if a motherfucker beat me, I know who I can go to. I'm going to get my man up to myself in my head and go get my money back or get you fucked up. You know what I mean? But now,
mm-hmm.
when I do that, I'm dick riding. Or we can't beat him, join him. I don't know. Motherfuckers just got the game twisted. I ain't the brightest,
sure,
but I ain't the dumbest
sure.
either. I done seen motherfuckers didn't even like each other. But to get money back in the days, they'll take that motor out of that car and put it in yours.
Seen a lot of that back in
did
the day.
That, did that many times. Did that many
Seen
times.
A lot of that back in the day.
Yeah. And it wasn't about it's my shit, my car. You know,
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
About getting that bread.
That
like Young Stang used to say, get that bread, get that checkup.
Yep. Yep.
All right, wait a minute, wait a minute. We missed, I ain't heard that rascal today. God damn.
He might be getting that bread up.
What's up, Money Mike?
Something other than
what's
the
going
health.
On?
It's like most of the time, I hate to say it, most of the time, them bad mouth school boys race, I bet with them. I have been to the track, and I'd be like, Marcus, where my PC at? He'd be like, Mike, the pot wasn't different. It wasn't that much. But the man give me a $100 bill. I said, nah, man, I can't take that. If the pot ain't back, I'll give him 50 back. Am I lying, Marcus?
That's right. You know, I'm going to tell you something. This is for real. One time I walked into work, it was 6:59. I started working at 7:05.
Hey, Mike, that's facts, Mike. Big, hey, Money Mike, that's facts. I don't want to cut nobody off, but that's facts.
Yeah, do it like that. Yep.
Come in tomorrow with a better attitude. Today, Chevelle, I start work at 7. He says, you start work at 7. You start working at 7. I don't want to see you get here at 7.
Yo, I'm in a yard with about 100 trucks and buses, yo. I'm the only motherfucker in here, boy. I'm scared to death, y'all. So if y'all hear me holler, y'all know I'm in trouble. Damn, this bitch look creepy, yo. I have my gun in the car. It ain't on me. It ain't this a bitch.
You can scream like a bitch, Money Mike?
You call it what you want. Fuck it. Holler like a motherfucker.
Well, all I can say is, y'all, I'm going to yell in the phone, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Fat Albert. All three of
us. Shit, Fat Albert, you're going to be something. Take him. Take him. Get rid of him.
Where James? Is James still on here?
Probably so.
Oh.
He's snoring.
Oh,
he's sleeping.
Oh. Nah, that's Silver Surfer. Where he at? He ain't snoring. He must be on mute.
No, you're talking Silverhawk. You mean Silverhawk.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Silverhawk. He sleep or that was him? Oh, he gone.
Hey, Sammy. Hey, Sammy.
Yo.
Did you and Avon ever get logged in a couple weeks ago? I know Fred was on your ass, but I don't know what happened.
That shit, guys. He's like, I'm ready.
What you need to know, Marcus?
No, I was asking Sammy, did him and Avon ever get locked in a couple weeks ago?
Avon.
I know. Okay, Avon. Yeah. Did he ever lock in or what?
Yeah, we locked in. His car broke.
No, I'm talking about for the 410 Grudge Dreams race at Dalmar.
No, I got
no oil pressure. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
The car's not fixed yet.
Hey, Samantha.
I got you, Sammy.
Samantha, I got to tell you something. You was one nasty motherfucker. You know that.
Well, what happened now?
What you call him, Samantha?
He called me Antoine.
Damn.
I called him Samantha. Listen, I ain't going into specifics, but that talk show last week, you was a nasty motherfucker. You know that?
No,
Don't goddamn give half the story. Give all the story, motherfucker. I heard Top Notch was on his ass.
Hold on.
I mean, it might be wrong or it might be true.
Man,
last week was one for the books.
Man, listen. I ain't lying to you. I swear to you, I had cramps the whole night. I was in this bitch laughing. Now listen, us and Bad Mike Crew and Sammy has been at it before, cool. But this right here was times six. The way he was on fucking, what the boy's truck with the truck?
Top notch.
The way
top
he was
crotch.
On that boy's ass, there you go. The way he was on his ass, good
Oh, his mama smelled him funky rich.
Oh, man, let's don't come on here with that Post Doc Joe shit.
I'm sorry. I had to. Marcus, I'm sorry, but it fell right to place. The way that Sammy was going at this boy, how he told the man, he owed him, how he owed him punk out money and all. Man, listen.
Hey, Sammy.
Yo.
Can you give us the rundown? Listen. Can you give us the rundown on the back feed between you and Top Notch?
He's a scared bitch. That's all it is.
We want to know from motherfucking from skin to potatoes. We want to know what happened from the door. What got y'all to where y'all at?
What is it?
What got y'all to where y'all at today?
He locked me in and took the money out. He took the money down. I told him I'll take a special trip to Bud's Creek when it rains the next following week. But he took the money and ran and sold the fucking car. Plain and simple. That's it. Called me out as soon as I sold Crazy Horse. He called me out. And there's no story to that.
So what I'm saying is like how did that even come about? Like, what started y'all robbery is what I want to know, basically.
Oh, no, shit. He bumped in when me and Keenan Oates were going back and forth with the massacre back fucking years ago.
Okay. So let me ask you this, right? Have Top Notch ran anybody? I know he's always had some Top Notch type shit, right? Cars and all that. This and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But has he been into a top notch type grudge race? You know what I mean?
No, hell, fucking no. He's just a shootout.
I don't know. I really don't know who he is.
Antoine, no, I'm gonna tell you, Marcus. What did I call him last week?
A shootout queen.
I'm
trying to be nice.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Okay.
It's easy to race with other people's money and try to win other people's money. But when you have your money up, it ain't happening.
Hey, listen. When you got your money up, that motherfucking right leg be jumping on that goddamn gas pump.
But he got young thing though. He got his ass last week though.
They fucked up young thing.
This is what happened, Marcus. Young thing come on and said, how much would you run for? So Top Notch said, man, I run you for $2,500. Marcus said, nah, I'm not going to come down to less than $5,000. So we went over to Top Notch and said, hey, Marcus, if you bring your car and you drive, I run you for that nickel. Mark said, I got to check. I got to check and see if I can get the man, shut him down. I was like,
Brian Epps was the best one. That motherfucker was on fire.
Hey, fuck Brian Epps. Brian Epps ain't done a goddamn thing but run his goddamn mother all winter long and ain't ran nobody. Tell Brian Epps, tell Brian Epps run somebody on his caliber instead of running his fucking mouth. I got no respect for Brian Epps, period.
He locked in with Ricky Fox on May the 7th and Top Notch. He locked in with both of them.
Sad Albert. Lock in, don't be the goddamn thing. What that bitch named Cliffy? Cliffy been locked in with the Bama crew and played poker every goddamn time. When a motherfucker runs somebody, then I got respect for him. But Brian Epps run a guy, all he do is run his goddamn mouth. He tested all goddamn last year to run Salt and Pepper and goddamn blew up and all that stupid shit, right? And didn't run nobody. No grudge race at all. Stop testing, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. His car was down. And last year with COVID, he won't too much racing going on.
Well, listen. The year before, he won
year before that. It might have been 2019. I don't know.
He rebuilt his car. I got to give him. He done rebuilt his car. His car is ready now. And what did he do? Come out and lock one of the baddest motherfuckers in. He done locked one of the baddest motherfuckers in the DMV straight out the gate. Straight out the gate.
All right. Listen, hold. Listen. Gordo locked in one of the baddest motherfuckers on the Eastern Shore. Me and the bitch paid punk out because he rather race me and go off against him.
Did you say one of the baddest on the Eastern Shore? You said one of the baddest on the Eastern Shore.
You heard what I said. Gordo locked in one of the baddest motherfuckers on the Eastern Shore, and he paid for it because he rather race me instead of me, and I try to go to his motherfucking ass spot at night. So that shit don't mean nothing to me. But what I'm saying is, when a bitch get in the goddamn lane for that bread and they get that motherfucking gas off, I got respect for it. But, Bron, that's
okay.
I can't respect nothing he's talking
let's
about.
Make it
I, I'm just being real.
Let's make it this way.
I'm being real. It's not no hate,
look,
no none of that. Because Brian, we got a nice car and all that other shit, right? He got trucks, we got trucks. Understand that. I can relate. But when you run your fucking mouth all week long and you don't run nobody, dog, that shit, and that's real life. Straight like So when he actually run Ricky Fox, and he backed me some respect for him. But when he don't run that man, he just pay that man punk out.
About when he runs Top Quest, you,
man, fuck
when him. He runs Top Quest, you gonna have respect for him or no?
I don't know Top Quest or whatever Top Nuts or whatever his name is. I don't know him like that. But what I can say is that Top Butch or Top Nut, whoever the fuck you call him, he's out there racing. He's out there testing. And he's out there, got there, getting in shootouts. I can't say that. He won up on Brown Epps. So, yes, Sam, yeah, you, motherfucker, I'm going to bet you $100. I like Top Nut.
Bet.
That's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I like Epps.
That's
a
lot.
Lock.
That's a lot.
I like Epps on that one.
Yeah. And shout out to
people
saying, though, like,
I like Epps. I like Epps where the DP goes too.
You like him with the DP? Well, I ain't gonna bet on no goddamn DP. I want to see a race on my on a side bet. I want to see a race. That's how you keep my money.
Because after he sees Brian has the shakedown, he's paying.
I don't think so. But at the end of the day, we'll find out. He can't.
It's for that bread too. It's for that bread too. For that big check, too. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I've seen that. But what I'm saying is, Brian Epps hasn't shown me nothing. Picking up a money, a whole bunch of mouth. And like I said, he's all right with me, but I tried to, when Surfer was out, right, I put Surfer on his ass. He did all his backpedaling, all that, this and the third. You know, it shouldn't be all that. If you claim you the baddest, bitch, show you the baddest. That's all I'm
But
saying.
you know who the baddest in DMV with the smart lock? He was on the show just a little while ago.
Get your phone charger, baby, please. Get your phone charger.
He was on the show just now.
Get that. Who? Tori?
I mean, not. Yeah. I mean, damn, my bad, Tori. I'm getting a text from
who was the baddest?
Team International.
Jeff Rogers.
Jeff Rogers. Oh man, come on. Listen, Jeff is a bad man, but he ran from I'm keeping it 100. It's going on a year, right? It's going on a year. He ran from Ricky Fox all day long. And Fred goddamn Wheatley, he stalled the race. So that's what I'm gonna say.
No. It's just it was locked in for a certain time, and it rained that day. That's it. There's no moving up. When you're locked in for a time, you're locked in for a time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to understand. If it's
I'm
locked
not
in for a date,
you could be.
Yeah, but see the other thing too. The
Sammy,
man is not
Sammy,
right.
Sammy,
no, no, but,
Sammy,
no, no.
Sammy, listen.
Yeah.
Hold. Listen to me. Okay, I'm gonna give you my reason why I said what I said. This, since you said what you said. If a motherfucker ran the race, they should not have to wait till 10 o'clock at night.
Bitch, if I'm ready to race at 5 o'clock, bitch, that shit is born. Just that motherfucker simple. If one man
but
ready
it's in
to
the
go,
contract.
And motherfucker, I don't have the t-shirt. I understand
it's
the,
in
contract,
the contract.
But when a bitch, listen,
I
understand the contract, right?
I understand
but when a
what you're saying.
But when a motherfucker stayed to the contract and a motherfucker that's beside him ready to go and say, bitch, fuck that contract, let's breach this motherfucker, let's go. And he said, talking about, nah, we supposed to race at a certain time, you're a scared motherfucker. And
but
you,
it, but,
you
but
see
it's,
what you wanted to see. That's all I got
it's
to say.
For 20, it's for $20,000.
It's 2022.
That part too.
Yeah, but goddamn.
It's for 20 grand.
Whether it's for 20, oh, listen. Whether it's for 20,000 or whether it's for 200,000. A bitch can't afford, a bitch can't not go back when they can't afford to lose. If you're doing some shit like
that,
you already lost.
I understand that.
You already lost.
I understand that part. I understand
that
part.
If you cannot afford to lose, you already lost. I wouldn't give a goddamn
for
$500,000.
If you go void, not trying to lose that 20, you avoid it.
It is what it is. Hey,
yes.
Listen, it is what it is. If I lock Fat Avenue right down for $5,000, right, I plan on either winning $5,000 or plan on losing $5,000. I'm not going to goddamn throw
this
shit out based off
but
what the motherfucker
nah,
he got
you,
going
I got
on.
What you're saying on that, but you want to make sure you're right to win the 20. You got to make sure you're right to win the 20. You got to give yourself a fucking
saying,
chance
Sammy.
To win the 20.
Well, Sammy,
hey,
this is what I'm saying.
Hey, Sammy.
You should. Let me clear this out. And then whoever can talk, they can talk. This is what I'm saying. When you lock that type of money, motherfucker, you should have already been right. You shouldn't be.
I'm going on mute.
This is true. But.
Hey,
I see what Mark is saying. I see what Mark is saying.
Oh, I know what he's saying, too.
Hey,
Fat Albert.
Hey, Marcus.
Fat
Marcus.
Fat
let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
Marcus.
I'm on here.
Hold up.
Who that?
Hey, this is Avon.
Who is that?
This is Avon.
Come on, Avon. Come on with it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Say me and you lock for 2 weeks, right?
Hold on, Ava. Hold on, I got something on charger. Hold on. 1 second, hold on. This motherfucker tripping. That's not good. Yeah, but I don't want to fuck with that.
Ava.
Can you hear me?
Hold on, Ava. Hold on. Hold on, Ava. Hold on.
Ava.
Yeah.
Hey, Avon, come on. Now, come on with it, babe. I got you.
All right. Say me and you locked in for 2 to 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not, I just do my shit together or whatever. So I go out to test, right?
All right.
And I break it. But we run it for 20 bands, right? I break it. I fix it. And I come to the race untested, or not even untested. Just say I wasn't 100% right, but I need a couple shakedowns. But we was locked in for, let's say, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But I get there at 12 o'clock to do my shakes
okay.
so I can be ready for the thing. And then it rained. That's what basically happened. The man broke his car twice. Both times to come to race. I don't think he was ducking them. That's just my opinion.
Now,
I
see,
think
I didn't know,
he was trying to get right.
I didn't know the information is what I'm saying. That was never in the, put in the equation.
He said it. He broke the car twice.
Marcus.
He spent the money getting it fixed. And then when he got there, he said he needed a couple shakes before he could go. So he got there early, and he couldn't get all his shakes that he wanted, and he said, fuck it, let's get it.
Yeah, Marcus, he was locked. Jeff was locked in with Ricky way before, a month in advance or some shit like that, way before the race, right?
Right.
He was at Colonial Beach. I remember his day. He
really?
Did a wheel stance. He bent the fucking car, so he had to send it to the chassis shop, get it fixed. He got it back from the chassis shop. Untested, he went to Bud's Creek to test it. He needed a couple of shots before he raced. What do you call it? Ricky. like Avon said, he didn't get enough shakes, or he was good with the last shake he got, but then it rained. See, that's
okay,
just
well,
problems
that
happen. But you're not gonna go out there. You're not gonna go out there, and the car's not right, and you're gambling $20,000.
Oh, listen, I agree, because I didn't know that he had all the other extra issues going on.
He said it live.
I'm based off of if a motherfucker is ready, they've been testing their shit right, they locked that money in, and they said, fuck it, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to race a bitch for this money. If you beat me, you beat me. You know what I mean? If I win, I win. That's what I'm based off of. I didn't know he had all the other shit.
Hey, Marcus, but guess what? If it wouldn't have rained, he did say he was ready. He said, fuck it, let's get it.
They was in the staging lane. They put the money up.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
The money was in hand.
If that's what it was,
yeah.
I commend Jeff.
You know what happened, Marcus? The car that went down before them bust the oil paint. I remember. They bust the oil paint. The guys that went down just before them, the dude bust his oil paint, and they were trying to clean the track up, and then the rain came down. Both of them was in the staging lane.
Okay.
I commend
Jeff, a pioneer that's trying to put in a fourth effort trying to get that race off. If that's all, what y'all saying is true, then I respect that man, period. You know, but I don't know how we even got on that, but I was talking about goddamn that stupid-ass Brian Epps. But, you know, I know Jeff will race. You know what I mean? I know he is a motherfucking racer. He's a grudge racer. But I was just speaking on when somebody say, the race was for $20,000. If a man locking a 5 on 20, they obviously know that at any point in time, you got a chance to lose that motherfucking money. That's all I was saying.
So,
you know,
yeah,
I wasn't shooting no darts at Jeff. You know,
what is Brian Epps? What is Brian Epps?
Brian Epps is a goddamn motherfucking teddy bear or a goddamn gummy bear. He ain't showed me a goddamn thing, but he talked like he a goddamn grizzly bear. He a gummy bear.
So if
that's
he show you
what
something, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, Marcus? If he show you something, what you gonna do?
If he show me, if he show me something, I'm gonna respect him. Just like any motherfucker should.
He'll run anybody in your camp. He'll run. He'll lock that in.
Wait a minute. No, he would not. No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
All right.
He won't run. He won't run Dino. He'll run anybody else except Dino.
Why won't he run Dino?
Now, Dino's. Well, we ain't got to discuss parts. But he'll run you and give you some. He'll give you everything in drag race. He'll give you everything in drag race.
Listen to me good. That shit don't mean a hill of beans to me, right? But what I can say is, he will retract that shit he just said, he'll run anything my cat. Because my cat can be a whole lot of motherfuckers, and he just don't know it. That's what I'm saying.
And,
so
and,
that's
oh, and it's a lot. And it's a whole lot in his camp. It's a whole lot in his camp. Remember that now.
Yeah, but
so
you,
what you saying don't matter for about a mountain of hill of beans.
That's true, too. But when you come sniffing, you talking about small blocks, you talking about 28s, you talking about all steel, all glass. Bitch, I got the baddest motherfuckers in them type of goddamn categories. So let's get it. That's what I'm telling you.
Sweet Low got everything in drag race.
I take it with your big fat ass driver. Now, come on with it, motherfucker.
Now, see, there
you go.
That's
how I can do it.
There you go.
No, I'm just saying, because he's trying to.
I'm saying Brian F. don't give you that. Brian F. don't give you that. He's going to give you everything in drag race.
I tell you what. Listen, I tell you what, fuck Ron Epps. I take that shit at US 13 Dragway on a 4-0 West Dream 3.
Oh, no.
That's
oh, no.
That
oh, no.
Bag
no.
Up.
No. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. No.
Wait a minute
no.
Now.
No.
Hold up.
No.
What?
No. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
But I'm just saying. You know what I mean? See, a motherfucker can always try to listen. Listen, a baby can have it, but it'll take a motherfucking gorilla to take it, right? So a bitch can think they got something, but it'll take a motherfucking John to take it from a motherfucker. That's what I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck what he's talking about. I got everything in drag race. Yeah, let me get that. I tell you what, bitch, come on with it. We're going to do it right here, and fuck what you're talking about. Bet till your ass can't fall out.
All
right,
you got an MIR. You got an MIR. May 7th at BMP. You got it.
Listen to me.
they said that VMP, I won't be there.
Oh, you won't be there?
But what I will do, oh, listen to me. What I will do, I'll take it, motherfucker, at the beach, off the trailer.
No.
See
no.
What I mean? See what I mean? That's what I'm saying. A bitch can't put me in a trick bag.
You got it at MIR or VMP. Oh, MIR or VMP. Them the two you can choose.
Listen, for a motherfucker to play the graduation.
Oh. He's giving you everything. Wait a minute.
He's giving you everything. Listen to me good.
So he's going to pick the track. He's going to pick the track.
Goddamn thing.
He's going to give you everything, right?
You say he's